Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome back. Another Tuesday night. Like it went down that big Jake's race this past weekend. Anybody was there, give us a run down what you saw. I was watching live feed. We got some. Hold on a second. 504-444. Who we got?
What's going on? David Adler, bro. How y'all doing, man?
What's happening?
I can't make nothing hard, bro. Working, man. What about you?
Same thing. Just relax.
Yeah, man. Come on, man. Seeing what they got going on.
Yeah, I thought you didn't go to Big U's working. You didn't make it to Big Jake's home.
Yeah. I didn't make it down there. I tried to catch a few live feeds, but it was a couple live feeds, but it wasn't as many as I thought.
Man, get on Twitch, and they had a dude murder.
Oh, that's what it was at.
On Twitch, yeah. And you get
murder,
follow him, and pickle fits. They be at all of them, a lot of them races, dude, all around.
Okay.
Them too.
So check them out, bro.
Yeah, on Twitch.
So check them out.
With YouTube, with all the music and stuff, they get them with the copyrights. I don't know what the hell they do. And they wouldn't let them film a lot.
Quick,
a lot of people
going to
Twitch. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to show
and
check
the
it
man
out.
Had full screen. It was streaming for 12 hours, dude. I was like, shit.
Man, hey, Jamie, it was a lot of racing out there, man. It was a lot of cars.
Man, I forgot how many cars they had in that one class. It was so
ridiculous. They had like 44 cars in one class, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like 44 cars in one class, man.
And they run for a little bit, turn around, prep track, run a little bit. They don't just run.
Yeah.
I think Riddell's out there. Riddell, your mic open. You was out there?
Okay. Yeah, I was out there.
Yeah, I was out there. They had some calls, man.
They had some calls that call. They raced from 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock the next day.
Well, I was watching Friday or Saturday morning. My thing popped, and your boy Tickle Fits is on. I was like, what the hell? They was running. That's when Jesse James and that other car ran in the finals, like 6 something in the morning. I'm like, oh, God. Well, that's what you want to this race. That's, I said, no, it's live. He didn't race it right now.
Damn.
And then I was watching it during the day. You know, they got started later that night, Saturday night. I guess it's so hot up there, too.
They started at 2 o'clock Saturday. Started at 2 o'clock by that 3 o'clock Saturday.
Well, you bought a car with Daniel. You just went up there spectate.
I bought my car. I went to the second round.
What'd you want? Was you at Michelle up there?
Yeah, I had Michelle third round.
All right.
We got two rounds.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Two rounds. I broke a push rock a rock on.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, no shit. I'm about to take it back. Take it to Gene and drop it off Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I try to get in time for Sick of Creek race.
Hmm?
That's my fault, shit. Lack of doing shit.
Yeah.
Got to stay on top of these big ass views.
Hold on a second. Let me hit this mic. 504-9736. Who we got?
What up, Jamie?
Oh, what's up, Wes?
What's up?
Nothing. We're just talking to Riddell about the races. I went down and
yeah. scores in one class.
What'd you say, Bradell?
They have 66 class in all class, all steel, 44 in our class.
Damn.
120 grudge races.
I know they had some racing going on.
30 small blocks. And shit, they had probably 80, 90 grudge race cars. That boy had about 300 cars on the property.
I know they was out there, man. I seen this shit.
And goddamn, if they could get that many cars across the goddamn track, what tell me what's going on in the rest of the world? Where Tweety at, goddamn it?
He on it? No, I don't know if he on here. Let me see. Yeah, I saw him. You know he's gonna chime in when he get on. But no, they ain't. We ain't gonna be about 11 callers tonight. Kind of slack tonight. What'd you say, Riddell?
They ran 66 calls in about 3 hours. Now you tell me why we can't run fucking 20 calls in 7 hours. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
They ran 66 calls in one class in about 3 hours. 2.5 to 3 hours. And prep the track. 66 in all steel class.
Wow. Hello?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
And that with one or two badass all down. One motherfucker put so much all on the ground, I thought he changed his all in the middle of the drag strip. They had that son of a bitch.
I saw that picture of that dude. They had somebody had a 12-quart all pan.
Because I thought he changed his all in the middle of the track. They had that bitch ready to go and fought him in less than an hour. They was back racing. About 30, 35 minutes, they was back racing.
They know what they're doing.
He changed his all in the middle of the goddamn track.
I saw that picture.
From the start line to the 300 to about 330. That's when it changes all. When he did stop, he dropped the whole goddamn motor all on the ground. Everything but 10 quarts right there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was stuck to the live feed on Friday night. I was watching it, you know. Off and on, you know. And Saturday night,
they raced till 7:30. Friday night, they raced till 7:30 Saturday morning.
Mhm. Yeah, I was watching the finals. I watched the finals while I was eating breakfast with Jesse James in that other car.
And the crazy part about that, in between all them classes, they grudge race.
Mhm.
The grudge race line was from underneath the tower, through the staging lane, and all the way out the backside of the goddamn pit. That's how long the line was.
Stop.
I was parked at the gate back there where you come in, and the damn last car was, I couldn't see the last car in the line. It passed right in front of my trailer and went all the way to the back.
Damn.
That's my car. That's up.
Wow. Ooh, shit. Hang on a second. 409-9582, who we got?
What's up, Jim? It's Glenn.
Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Riddell, I got a question for you. How bad did that bronze-colored Camaro burn up? Was it burned up pretty good? Because I didn't understand that. The car caught fire. They ain't got no fire equipment down at the other end of the track.
Well, you talking about that? I was in the pits. I didn't see him catch a fly down there. I heard he caught a fly.
They had to come all the way from the starting line to go put it out.
No.
Well, normally they don't have fire trucks down on the other end. I ain't never seen that fire truck on the other end. Fire truck usually at the starting line.
And big race like that, they need to.
The ambulance usually at the end of the track. The fire truck ain't normally never at the end of the track.
Well, yeah, the dude Murder was
that's
talking about it on his little live feeds and stuff.
But,
I was going to go back
and
find
it. Good. That's why it's good to put a fire suppressor system in your car or put a damn fire extinguisher mounted behind the seat of the pole bar.
Yeah.
Because I ain't ever been to a racetrack, even at NHRA racetrack. The fire trucks are never at the end of the racetrack. They always at the front of the track.
You know, I done been to quite a few of them that got fire extinguishers lined up all the way down there. I don't know about that one.
Now, that's normally something you usually do is put fire extinguishers on the opposite side of the wall.
Yeah.
You usually see fire extinguishers on the back side of the wall lined up down the track. You're absolutely right. And that's something I didn't see at this racetrack. But
that's what I was going to ask you.
But there again, you'd have to look. If you look at the way that track is designed, from the starting line to about the 250, 300 foot mark, the people against the wall. So they would have to put the fire extinguishers from probably the 330 to the end of the track, because you know, if you've been there, you have to see how that pulls right up against the damn track right there. I mean, you could touch the car passing by you at XMP.
I never understood that since they done it like that. That's why I don't even shoot there, because, you know, normally the media, we'll be on one side, then we'll switch over to the other. But like you said, on that side, you got people all the way down there, down to the halfway or something.
Yeah, they only keep the media on one. The media got gap between them and the spectator side. The pit side, they're right up against the front.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The media really only got room to be on the other side unless they go past the 200-foot mark. Now they got all their room to be from there to the finish line. But if you're trying to shoot close-up shots from the finish line, you got to get on the other side of the track. Which is good, I mean, because that can bring people to that track, you know?
Yeah.
That's what makes people go there, because the position that the people are in that community of drag racing, they want to be as close to the race car as possible and just don't realize how dangerous it is, but that's where they want to be. If one of them cars was to get loose and jump that wall, when it passed the 60-foot clock, oh, no doubt in my mind, it will kill some people.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's going in the stand. It's going in the stand, and it's going between the wall and the stand, and that's where you probably got
70
anywhere from the start, from the starting line to the end of where they stand, you probably got
100, 200 people standing.
You know, so that car going in the stand.
Mm-hmm.
And not in the stand, it's going between the stand and the guardrail, you know, where people standing and got golf carts parked and, you know, park cars parked and people actually standing. The only thing separates you from actually sitting on the wall is they're running barricades between right against the wall right there, so you're standing between the wall and the barricade. I mean, the barricade and the wall, and this is the same little metal barricade that got it, no problem. They just put them along the wall to stop people from sitting on the wall. Other than that, man, they put them on the track. But that's what makes that track so popular, you know, and it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, goddamn, the ambulance hit my damn smart car, and I had to go get
me.
He never realized he hit the damn thing. You know? We was teching in, and he tried to squeeze between some cars and caught me with his back bumper on my back end. Well, I didn't hit you, shit. Man, the goddamn tech man got all the pictures. They have to shut the Rays down and make him come over there and see where he hasn't hit my damn car.
Hmm.
Did you make a report?
Yeah, hell yeah. He made a report. I took a picture of the driver's license and called him the owner right then and there. Shit, man, I told him straight I was going to call Dallas police. We got one or two charges. Well, we can handle this one, cuz. Hey, shit, give me your insurance card. Give me a picture of your driver's license. And give me the number to the owner of the company or who I need to call. Or we'll let Dallas police handle it. And the track owner came there and told him you need to call. Huh?
His insurance company that got to pay for the damage to your sparkle.
Oh, yeah, they got to pay for it. Track is not responsible for it because they contract through the track. And they make the track make them carry their own insurance for shit like that. That's what I was told by the track owner, so, you know. So, I mean, the owner was pretty nice. He said, man, he said, I'll get you all my information Monday, and we just file it with my insurance company. I said, okay. I got his name, but shit, he sent me the shit for Monday morning. I mean, he got to be reliable because unless he don't want to do no more work at Extreme for no big races. That's what the owner told him. You know, he's a techie. But other than that, man, it was a beautiful race. I tell you what, anywhere that boy Jake go, he can draw a big crowd.
Yeah, he is. It was packed.
Man, he must have had just California, man. I guarantee you he had 60-70 cars out of L.A.
Yeah.
Badass cars, too, boy. Shit. He had Bodie, whole crew cam there, and Bodie was in, I think he was in Arizona somewhere.
Yeah.
Running that street outlaw shit. But all them cars that normally come with Bodie, every one of them was there. But we had some good representatives there from Louisiana. We had some good fast cars there.
Yeah.
Yep.
We had good representatives. I tell you, represent their ass too. See Mississippi? Shit. Well, I'll tell anybody, if you want to see some good racing, you go to one of Jake's races. If you want to see some competitive fast cars, you go to Jake's race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know you hear people say, I ain't going to support him because he don't support nobody else, but the kind of racing he do, he can't bring his racing to every track because every track can't hold the races that he attracts. So he's not going to jeopardize his reputation taking his shit to no mediocre tracks and supporting mediocre tracks. I don't blame him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
His reputation's on the line, man. That man and Bill a hell of a following, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To jeopardize it, taking it to some bullshit racetracks, you know.
Yeah.
Or even putting his name behind some bullshit racetracks, you know?
I guess this might hang on, Riddell. 504-4621, who we got?
Hey, what's happening, Jeremy? Riddell.
Go ahead. Yo.
Why we don't have racing like that down there? No problem, man. What's the problem?
Man, I just told you. You can't, a person like Jake can't jeopardize his reputation taking this shit anywhere. Shit, there's a lot of tracks Jake say he won't go to. You know? He say he can't jeopardize his name going to mediocre to bullshit track. That's his exact words. I can't jeopardize. And number two, he say he ain't doing shit with them two that represent no problem.
Oh.
He'll make that known. I'll put him on a talk show. He'll make that known.
I thought no problem was a federal all track, man.
Jake said he ain't never doing nothing.
Oh, okay. What's up, Jeremy? Yeah, you want to lock that call in, Jeremy?
What call?
Your call.
Go where?
Whenever we have the track.
Oh, what shit.
What, October 21st? I mean, October 1st?
That's fine.
Are you October what?
First pedal?
October
what? Heads up.
So y'all say y'all gonna give me something, man. Y'all got that twin turbo. Huh? You talking about the black, little black, the nitrous Mustang or the turbo car?
The turbo car. We want a turbo car.
You got twins on that thing.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
what's the difference between twins and singles, Jamie?
That's what I want to know.
Why you didn't put a single on it if twins didn't make more power? Why you didn't go with one?
Well, Jamie,
you can't go by that. That don't make you be able to win because you got twins now, Jamie. Come on now.
Scared,
we race against twins.
I gotta get a little something, Eric, man. Shit. You better give me something.
Man, we race.
You got them twinning on there, man.
By then, we might set you out there on the back tire. We don't know. We'll see. We got to see how you look.
Oh, shit.
Why don't you do like Michael Dillon do? Since you want to run Michael Dillon not run me. Why don't y'all let me leave? Michael Dillon said I had to hit.
We might get Mike Dillon to hit.
Well, if you want to give Mike Dillon the hit, he's going to give me the hit, then y'all want to give me the backhand hit. I'll take the hit. I'll tell you what. I'll take the hit. We'll do something. First pad down, I'll take the hit. As soon as the track hot. What?
Look, I'm in conference right now. Don't put my music on.
I got music,
yeah. So we want to do jamming?
You going to give me the hit?
No, give you the back tie.
Nah, back tie joke, man. Give me a hit.
I'll
bet the clear. Bet the clear on me.
I might just do that. Hey, we're just going to put on the show, that's all.
That's it. First pat down, too. As soon as the track is hot. Cause we got other issues to do. We got to be racing to Mississippi, Louisiana. We can't be messing up the thing.
That's fine. Or you can wait till the following event then. You can wait till y'all event.
Wait, well, shit, you gonna be waiting till next year? If we decide to have one next year.
Hey, what's Steven at? Steven on here?
I don't know if he's on here yet. Hang on. Let me go down and open these mics. Hang on. Your mic open? Wait. Mute your mic, huh? What'd you say, Eric?
We ain't
even entertaining that right now. So,
okay.
6477, Stevie, your mic open and down your mic open. Who's that 6477?
That's Big O. What's happening? What's happening?
What's up, Big O? So, Eric, when you going to let me know if you're going to give me bet the clear on that race?
I'm going to let you know. I got to talk to my driver first. I got to see how you look first, Jeremy. I ain't crazy, man.
No. You come in beating on your chest and you say you're going to give it to me.
I look
low. I'm fucking 6'2", about 290, 295. Some days I'm a little more bloated. I'm about 300. About 90% bald, you know. Fuck. Caramel complexion, you know. Fuck. It's a Fox body, man. With an LS motor. Y'all got a Coyote motor in there. With twins.
Yeah, but it's a Ford though, man. You know Ford don't run. It's a Ford motor. Y'all
see Coyote
that?
Motor run.
I'll tell you what. You give us a hit with the nitrous car. How about that?
Mm-mm. Dude, I can't give nobody shit. My car's slow. You seen my car. You seen Michael Dillon not run me. The road I run all my life.
You
what?
You running from the
microphone? Put your head up, gonna be a good match.
Oh, yeah. Well, because you got nitrous. I'm gonna think about that one, Jeremy.
All right, well, let me know. We'll see. We got about 2 more weeks left. 2.5 weeks. Yeah, what, three more Mondays before. We'll do something.
Like Dylan
said, he's going camping, so I ain't able to get that race. So yeah. We'll do something. First pet out, though. That way we can get that the task at hand.
Meet
what?
Meet us in Atmo this weekend.
Who's in Atmo? Oh, y'all going to be in Atmo?
Yeah, meet us in
Atmo
this weekend.
I'm going to come out there and send him a spy out there. Check it out, then I'll know what I need.
There you go.
Then I'll know if I need to ask for more. But we'll do something. Like I said, shit. We've got to make a test it anyway. I don't give a shit. We'll have fun.
Right.
Since y'all close the bar on me, when I come over there to play pool, man, motherfucker telling everybody don't open the bar.
I was near around, man. I was way in New Orleans. The weather was looking bad over there.
No, it was bad.
Oh.
It looked good. So we got the airport. I said, this is not good. Yeah. It was cutting. I said, ooh.
Huh?
I said, damn.
Well, open some more mics,
yeah.
Sammy. We ain't talking about nothing.
Yeah, open five. Your mic open?
Eric, what's happening?
What's up?
I don't know what's
hey,
going on.
How that pro mile you got looking?
Yeah, what's up?
Somebody wants to know why no problem can't have a race like that. Do you know?
Wait, what's that?
Why no problem can't have a race like Big Jake race?
Man, I ain't touching that, bro. I ain't going in that rabbit hole no more. Everybody know what time it is. Ain't no sense to keep on repeating it.
We got new people. Let the people know, Steve. What's your outcome on it?
Man, look, I like I said, I ain't getting in that rabbit hole no more, man. You get thrown out there by yourself. And I ain't going there no more.
Sweetie. You ain't by yourself, dog.
Hey, Sweetie. I owe you some money, man.
Who?
It's Reed out, man. I don't owe you no money, Reed.
Come on, Reed. Shit. I'm trying to get to where I come drink coffee with you. Shit.
Sweetie, let me tell you this, Sweetie. It ran 66 all steel, all glass in about 2.5 hours.
That's okay.
66 cars.
You can't count it. Come on.
That's how many was in that class.
Oh, I know he had a good. I know he had a good showing. I mean, there ain't no doubt.
Shit, he had 44 in small block and 28. 44 cars.
Well, I mean, it speaks for itself,
32,
man. I mean,
tweeted 32 in small block nitrous. Then he had a run with your Bronx Invitational class. They must have had fucking 20-some of them cars.
Yeah.
Over 150 grudge races. Man, what you do with that?
Well, you do just what he did. You run it.
You run tough. And tweet it. I left at 8:30 Sunday. At 8:30 Sunday morning, and the finals was in the staging lane. From two o'clock
yeah.
that evening. Tell me your mother wasn't riding. They was racing, boy. And he ran all them classes. Everybody ran. Time trial ran. The classes ran. Time trial ran. The classes ran. He had, like, time trial in lane one and two. He called all steel, all glass. They was from two to six. All them lanes were full with them. They paired them, run them. Then he called the next class.
Who run the lane, Riedel? Who run the lanes?
One fucking man. One.
Was it track personnel or was it Big Jake?
It was one track personnel running the lane. One. And the other man was on the other end pairing them on the end of the staging land, pairing them up. But they came to the lane. They ain't came in the lanes and pulled chips. They went all the way to the fucking fuel house and pulled chips. And they told you when you pull chips, get with your man right now and figure out where you going to be in the lane, and both of y'all need to come on up here together. Because we not, if one of y'all up here and the other one ain't, when we get to that pair, if you 6 cars or 30 cars deep, you might be going back to your trailer and miss your run. So that made everybody say, hey, I'm running number two. Number two, when you going to go, man? Where you park at? I'm parked right here. Are you parked right here? Okay. I'm going to make sure I'm going to wait for you in the lanes at the back, or you wait for me in the back, or you come tell one of your people to tell me, come on, let's go to the lane. But when they call us to the lane, they don't mean stay to your trailer. They mean bring your ass to the lane. Because if you ain't in the lane, you may as well just count yourself as being out of the race.
That's the way
they ran it. They ran a nice ship. Huh?
That's the way it's supposed to be.
But they ain't had no clusterfuck in the lane where they had all these damn cars. They told you straight, time trial lane is one and two only. Don't
yeah,
end
but
up
you
in three,
mouthful,
four,
the track telling you that, though. The track telling you that.
Oh, yeah. And
yeah, that's the difference
don't
right there.
Don't end up in lane. Do not end up in lane three, four, five, and six and think you're going to sit there and wait till you get to the back of the time trial lane. No, we're going to send you through the shutout lane, and you're going down the side of the track and come back up the other side. And wherever you get in the time trial lane is where you're going to be. So listen at me. Time trial lanes are one and two only. And guess what?
I mean, to me, that's the difference, right? That's majority of the problem right there.
Do not come in my staging lane if I didn't call for your class to be in my staging lane.
Track personnel.
Keep preaching. Keep preaching.
Thank you.
We're taking notes. Keep preaching.
Hey,
they wasn't playing, Tweeter. And look, you could go up there, and if they hadn't called no class, you had three, four, five, and six empty. Lanes one and two was full of time trial cars, all the way out to safety lane. They wasn't playing.
They ain't supposed to, man. They're running a business. They
messed around there and had cars parked in the lanes where you come on side the track. So spectators had fucked around there and easing there and parked. The woman got on the mic and said, I don't know if you think you won the lottery to park in this parking lot, but if it ain't moving the next 10 minutes, we got records going to put them where we need to put them, on the back end of the track, and you go find your car or you get out. Or you get out.
Hey,
Tweety,
that's the way to do it, man.
But you had a couple of them, they gambling. They were too busy to go move their car. They shit ended up on the backside of the track somewhere back there where the record dropped them off. They meant that.
Yeah,
don't park in emergency. Don't park in the handicap. Don't park where the ambulance got to come. And don't park on the side of my track where the returning cars got to go down.
Riddell.
Huh?
Riddell. Did they have to pay the park?
Go ahead.
Did they have to pay the park?
Chit chat. No. Well, you pay it to park to come in the racetrack, Dave. Not paying the park. No, they didn't charge you to park. Hell no. You paid to come in the racetrack and give your armband.
Oh, okay.
No. They ain't made you pay to do
that. But Eric, it don't, look, people don't mind paying if you ain't going to get the gate shut on you. I mean, hell, I don't mind paying to go park if I know I'm going to see some races. They ain't going to turn the lights out on me. Shit.
Man, I'll tell you one thing. If you didn't see, you got tired of seeing racing. That's what the problem was. You got tired of sitting down watching racing. If you sat there from 3 o'clock to goddamn 9:30 the next morning.
So I mean, if you go to sleep at 11 o'clock, you're going to wake up at 6 and you're still racing?
Man, look. I went to bed Friday at 4 o'clock and woke up to go to the bathroom at about 8:30, and they were still racing.
Wow.
I left
Eric
the track.
Eric Gilmore, you petty, man. You petty.
All the time.
Sweetie, Eric, my second pass in elimination was at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock that morning.
You ought to get that poor mile ready.
Who are you talking to me?
That's Eric Gilmore.
Your boss just talked. All he did is just talk. Your boss just talked. Tell me you're ready to go racing. He ain't ready to do nothing.
You ready?
Sweetie, y'all should have came, Sweetie. Y'all would have had a blast, man.
You ready,
man,
Eric?
I'm gonna tell you like I told a couple of people. Me getting involved in throwing a race that ruined my life in a race. I need a break.
No. I'm talking about y'all should have came to Big Jake's, you know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just need a break from it right now. This shit around here just got you aggravated. It got you disgusted where you ain't want to fool with nothing no more.
Let me tell you like this. If you would have came to this race here, let me tell you something, Tweety. If you'd have came to this race here, you'd have got more enthused to run. Because this was some shit to see.
Well, I mean, we used to go to the World Street Nationals and all that. I mean, we know what racing look like. But, I mean, it'd be nice to have it around here. You know what I'm saying? But
well, that ain't going to happen, Tweety. So you got to just...
You know what I mean? I ain't going to name no names, but somebody kind of made a little comment on my post. And it kind of... I don't know, I ain't going to say they contradicted themselves, but they basically told on themselves, you know, why are you always bashing around here? And first, really, I'm not bashing, but, I mean, he go all the way up there to make test hits. If they had somewhere around here that he could run his car, you wouldn't have to be making no test hits when he go off like that. Hell, he can go straight off the trailer. But he go to a freaking race to try and make test hits, and when they don't get their hits, they get pissed off. But them people show up ready to race because they got places to race where they come from.
Sweetie, I took mine straight out the trailer Saturday, 103 to the 60. Straight off the goddamn trailer.
Riddell.
Huh?
What's your range?
Oh, no, I can't tell you that now, Eric. I had little boo-boo and Wilkes and Sims in helping me. I went 03 off the trailer, Tweety.
Oh, I already know.
Oh,
I already know,
man. And look, they had Joe Cool car there. They had a bunch of grudge races lined up for Joe Cool, but bad things happened that he broke his ring in and couldn't get it in. But shit, we had a good time.
That's all that matters, man.
What was that? You know?
How bad he messed his car
up? I talked to Paul this morning to see how he was doing, you know, call and check on him. He said he ain't that bad, you know. He ain't that bad.
All right. He couldn't see his way at the top end of the track.
I'll tell you what, though, Dad. Let me tell you something. Hands down, They ain't had but one motherfucker that could sit next to that motherfucker and look as pretty as he was. And that's that, what that thing is, John Gotti or whatever that thing. No,
Jesse James.
Them two mud red motherfuckers know they were pretty. Let me tell you something. Hands down, them two red motherfuckers know they had to be the prettiest two cars on the property.
I saw another one up there. They had a Cook's.
Cook's car ain't no joke either.
Oh, you talking to Cook Bar? Yeah, but
yeah.
Let me tell you something, man. That fucking Jesse James and goddamn Fofo cars, damn two motherfuckers are flawless, boy. I'm telling you, they have some beautiful cars. Now, I ain't knocking nobody else's shit. I'm just saying, because I like show cars. When you look at them two cars in detail work to be a race car, them fucking cars ain't got no business racing. They some goddamn clean, you know what I mean? They ain't got no scratches on them. They ain't got no bruises on them. Them bitches are football car fucking flawless, man. That fucking car so pretty as a shame.
Yeah,
that car belongs
to
somebody.
I'm
sure.
Man, what happened with D&D boys and shit with them? That dude that come out race with the
who?
With the pole.
I see
all in there with a push pole. Yeah, what happened?
Which one?
Something about the gap. You can get paid with D&D racing at
Well, the DP man
that,
made it. The DP man paid the race like it had right. He saw it, and that should have been the end of it.
That truck in that what they call that other car, that Camaro?
Yeah. Crook boys.
Man,
crook race. The Camaro and the D&D one with the S10 truck, a little blue they call it.
Yeah, to me the S10 truck put space between them. I don't give a damn what they said. I was on the other end. It looked like that motherfucker cleared him. It looked like he cleared him. You talking about that, what they call him, salty bitch or whatever it is.
No, that wasn't salty bitch. That was that's crook bars or whatever. Well,
you told me the copper looking that Camaro and the little S10, right?
Yeah.
To me it looked like the S10 cleared him, cuz. He ain't cleared him by much, but you could put a card between them.
Well, that's what the DP man said. He couldn't make the final decision, so he did the best thing possible to give it back. You know, said, look. You know, and then they got videos and this and that, and they say it got heated. But the whole point of having a DP man is to let him make the decision. It's over with. You agree to it, you know. Eliminate that shit.
And
regardless of who
Stone
blew his video up behind, you know, you can't.
Russell Stone and Jesse ran, but Russell lost at the gate, man. That boy.
Yeah, but Russell beat him savage.
Yeah, but he put a car and a half on Russell out the gate for that money. Shit.
Yeah, but they raised again for some more money Saturday. You didn't see that?
Yeah. And Russell.
Yeah. And Jesse didn't make the trip. Damn.
Yeah.
I was watching this. We got another grudge. We hit it coming back again. I said, oh, shit. Go ahead. Go play. Hey, let me catch this mic, y'all. Hang on. 601-0621, who we got?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Cody?
Nothing. Hanging out.
That's all we doing. Ain't nothing major. Shit. Oh, man. Ain't nothing.
Just listening, see what's going on.
Not a whole lot, man. Just talking about Big Jake's race, that's all.
Yeah.
You been fishing or what? So you been fishing?
We went weekend before last. We went up there, spent... We went that Saturday weekend for last. Caught like 80.
Mm-hmm. 80.
Yes, sir.
God damn,
you
tan ass.
What?
Cody?
What'd you catch it?
Catfish.
Oh, catfish. Okay. Oh, I was about to say, damn. God damn, still 80 catfish a lot.
Hell no. Hey, a bunch of people now would be knowing, like one dude at work. And if it's a lie, he told it. They claim they went Saturday, caught like 84, and then they went and that Sunday again threw 6 buckets of worms. They claim they caught 96 that Sunday.
Oh, damn. Oh, what?
Are y'all going to Reservoir, Cody?
Yeah.
I don't want to come up
yep,
there, man.
Up,
I got
up to the Reservoir.
Damn. Yes,
whoa,
indeed.
Bitch.
It's been too damn hot to be at a racetrack, you know what I mean? He,
you
throw
yeah,
a bunch of jugs out, ride up river,
good,
get
though.
In the water, hang out for a while, go check them.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Tony,
you need to be with us this weekend, man. Fuck a fish.
Do what?
You need to be at the races, man. You ain't need to be doing no goddamn shit.
We're going to go dirt racing Saturday.
Uh-oh. Dirt racing.
Y'all ain't putting silver back in the mud, is y'all shit?
No, we're not taking silver back.
Oh, you stupid.
A gorilla don't go in the mud, man. What's wrong with you?
No, we're not going to take that motherfucker and get it dirty. Hey, but that motherfucker's strapped down, ready to go. All that motherfucker needs is them 3 gallons of gas and a nitrous bottle in it.
Oh, Lord.
She gets cranked up once a week and the valves ran once a month.
Okay. Oh, man. You ain't missing nothing, Cody. That's for sure.
I know. Ain't nobody locked that motherfucker in, so it's still sitting in the
trailer. That's why I kept telling him. Everybody keep telling me why I ain't doing nothing. I said, man, me or Cody get on this show, ask somebody to lock in. We can't never get a lock in. So, I mean, hell, I'm just losing interest.
Yeah. we just do something a lot cheaper since ain't nobody won't lock it in.
So. Maybe somebody light a fire under my ass. But right now, that's the last thing I'm worried about. I ain't even going to lie.
That's me. We're mad for these little four-wheelers to go fishing because ain't nobody talking no noise to get no fire lit.
Yeah, I pulled my boat out last week and enjoyed the shit out myself.
That's right. Shit, it's fun. You ain't got
anybody
no stress.
Anybody
eating triple
chapter?
Do what?
Well, look like they're doing some good shit at that Atmore, Cody.
Yeah, look
like they're starting to do some good stuff at Atmore. And hey, hopefully US 90 will get
like
their
shit
together.
Good turnout they've had last weekend.
Yeah, that new guy took over. They said that something didn't prep pretty good too.
Yeah, that looked like a badass race they had this past weekend over there. Which, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, as far as just, like, they got the classes done, this and that. But everything on the radio side, it looks like the track's been a lot better than it ever was.
Where that was at, Tweety?
Atmore.
Oh, okay. Man, US 90.
Yeah, somebody Newton took over. Under new management.
Do some extension.
US 90 do what?
Can't stop you. They need to stretch that out on the other end. You can't stop these fast cars going at that little show.
I think they added something on US 90.
Oh,
Riedel. They extended it, I think.
Brian
extended it and grind that
Choco 275. He run that out of there.
Quit all that barking.
Said mine. I got to keep throwing the toy with mine. Yeah. Yep. Which, how long has anybody going to trick or treat? That's October 22nd, huh? Yeah, 21st and 23rd. That same weekend is Hell in the Dell, too. On the 22nd is Hell in the Dell that Saturday. Trick or treat is on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You got Pat Callan this weekend at Atmore. There'll be some good racing in that one. We got the old school back of the track racing. No problem at the end of the track. Then you got Scooby and Jeremy Black race the 24th.
So who giving the end of the track race that no problem? Look like they need to keep their races going from the end of the track. Got a result.
Well, I know Lil Boo Boo had started. I think him and that dude Will Smith was doing something, and then I was like, the track took over a bunch of it. More track.
Well, you know that's
going to
happen.
That dude Nick Rapoto, he doing that little old school style, which is all motor class. And then
see, they got money. I'm going to kick your ass out the door. Damn, SOS. As soon as they see they got some money involved and they're making money, they kick the promoter in the ass and go the other way on their own, huh? God damn.
Hey,
Well, I think a lot of it stems from Riddell, is that a lot of these people that do this, they don't rent the track. What they do is go in and deal with the devil first. They want to get a little couple of $100 off the top and all that
shit.
Can't do that. Because what happened with that is the track count that money. When you don't make a deal with the devil and you put money up and rent the whole facility, you got control of a little bit more shit. But when you just make a deal and say, just throw me a little something, I'll promote it. You ain't got no risk. But they need to see that, you know? So...
Ain't not going to, you make a deal with the devil, man.
Oh, well, yeah, you can make it. That's what happens sometimes.
Selling your soul to the devil.
So y'all saying the track will come to whip you too?
Oh, the what?
The track.
What'd you say that?
To whip you too?
Man, I can't hear a word you say. What?
I said, here, telling me that the track drunk will whip you when you go half with the track?
Well, you're going to have to ask him that, Eric. And I don't think they're going to answer that question.
I don't go half with the track. We rent the track. We pay the whole facility. We don't ever do that.
Yeah, but goddamn, who could afford $25,000?
In other words,
here's the thing.
Job before you get to it. That's what you're saying? The hand being a crooked job before you get to it? Right.
I tell you what, I guarantee you when you came to Big Jake race, they ain't had no track people at that goddamn gate. Neither one of them gates. See.
Yeah, Jake's wife was at the
pit side. And all his other people was at the other side, and three other women. Shit. Now, Thursday, the track and Jake was there because the track said if you was going to run on Thursday that was their test and tune, it was $10. So you have to pay the track $10 to test and tune.
Well,
at the end of the day, man, you got, when you're dealing with that shit, you got to do business like business. And
yes.
You know, unfortunately, a lot of us don't do it that way. And there's too many open ends.
$40. Tough included.
$10.
What's that? You froze $10?
Hey, tweeted. And I heard Jake made one statement. I rent the track, I close this motherfucker when the last car go down. He made that statement. He made that statement on the mic. He said, because they were saying, man, it's getting late. Jake made a statement. He said, I rented this motherfucker and I don't close it till the last car go down. It ain't over.
Well, he got confidence in the people running the facility to make that kind of statement. I mean, you can't make that kind of statement around here.
I mean, it ain't over till I say it's over.
Hey, man.
Talk to him, Big J.
I mean, hey, it is what it is. It is what it is.
Them thumbies ran for 2 days. I call that 2 days of racing, me. Shit.
That's why his shit's successful right there.
But tweet it. Like I was telling Jamie and earlier, he also made the statement. He said he can't jeopardize taking his name nowhere else that he going to jeopardize his reputation. He said he has got to be at a facility that he's confident that he can give the people what he say he's going to give them.
Oh, man.
Yep. And man. I don't blame him.
He's a smart man. That's all I got to say. He's
a
smart man.
He said, I ain't built this reputation to let one track ruin it.
Smart man. Sometimes you got to show your hand. If you don't get what you like, you got to walk. You know what I mean? That's just business.
Well,
you know,
you
can't just give in.
First of all, like Dick said, you got to know you can give the people the product that you
Check
say
your ass
give
up.
Them. How did some of these papers around his neck and put him on the sidewalk, really?
Huh? I mean, it's no different. It's no different than Donald. You know what I mean? He goes to a facility,
yeah.
He knows he can get that shit in here.
Yeah.
The hot rod, little mutt back there, bunker.
No, that's my damn man. They got planes flying over my house. I don't know what the fuck going on outside.
Oh, shit.
They're
coming.
Hey, no problem since making the bomb run on Tweety. Watch out now.
Yeah.
No problem making the bomb run on you. Watch out.
Hey, I don't know if y'all seen that live video at that dude made with Atmore. They had some issues out there at that ProMod race, and the dude got on there and was thanking Bankston boys and all that kind of stuff because Bankston stepped in once again just like he did us. He stepped in and tried to intervene just to get the race to finish and help the track out. And, you know, the dude was thinking. And long story short, we had several races that he tried to help us that they wouldn't let him do.
Yeah,
and that's the difference. That's the difference between a track wanting to work with people and track just wanting to get your money and kick your ass out the door.
Yeah, they kicked him in
but
the ass.
But at the end of the day, I don't blame the track. I blame myself for letting myself get in the deal like that.
That was all management.
It don't matter. They still shutting the door on people.
That's all management. We're on the new management now. That ain't never happened.
Yeah, well, it's the same old shit. It's the same old shit.
I tell you what, Eric. I'll give you Big Jake's number. You ask him why he won't come to No Problem.
Because they ran the track at Gilliam. And screwed him out there. That's the same people.
You called.
That's the
Big
same
Jake
damn people. Like I said, man, I wish they get this shit together. I ain't gonna lie to you. I wish they get this shit together because I mean, hell, I got a nice car. I want to run it, but you know, I ain't got the money to be running all of them down the road. So. I wish some of these people get their shit together close. But
I drink coffee, so I guess I'm gonna just sell me. I'm gonna stop drink. I'm gonna drink instead of drinking 7 days a week. I'm gonna drink 3 days a week, so I can go.
Man, crazy. Won't you come adopt me, man? I'll adopt your 52-year-old son. That's what you need to
man,
do.
Man, I told y'all, I got room to put that motherfucker in the top left off. Yeah, all y'all got to do is throw that motherfucker up in the top.
I heard that.
That's right.
It just hard me to get away with you there.
Shit.
Yeah.
I love to be going racing with somebody around here that want to race. You know what I mean? And not always be the track by your goddamn self making friends.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Hopefully one
you look at all them boys. Let me just tell you this. Dude. You look at all them boys from Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas. Man, they go to racing by 5 and 8 of them at a time. 5, 6, 8 cars at a time. They all pit together. They cook. They have a ball. They come back home. You don't never see that shit around there.
Well, I mean, it all boiled down to this, man. We don't have a place to meet here to test and get tight with each other. I mean, you shouldn't have to keep repeating that shit. I mean, we got... fuck, man.
We got the cause. Rap Pack,
we got the cause. I mean... we got the cause. I mean, dude, listen. Them dudes spent $300 to go make private tests to go spin out. I mean, that could have been a little click that was made right there. That could have been a little click. A bunch of them got together, spent their money, $300 a head. They go there, they fucking hitting the tires. I mean, Fofo said he did everything he knew to do except pull fucking spark plug wires. I mean, it's dude. I mean, that's what the man said. I mean, I ain't bashing, but, I mean, fuck. I'm sure we all could get together if we could test here and get confidence in our shit and go somewhere, but we can't do it. So, and I'm talking about the bigger cars. I ain't talking about the street cars. You know, so it is what it is, man. We got some nice facilities for street-type cars, but... But what we got, man, it just ain't happening. So.
Just give it some time. There you go, Dada.
I ain't worried about it.
Eric, I'm going to nominate you for president, boy. You goddamn.
Yeah.
That's my partner, though. Goddamn.
Quinn, your mic open. Now, 985-0367. Who we got?
That's not the right way to be.
He'll
talk to me and
explain
and blah, blah, blah. 0367,
who we got?
You know, it takes time, you know.
985.
She said
he's somebody white about
to. Yeah. Let me mute him, Mike. Mute his mic.
No, put it back on. We want to find out what.
No, man. we might hear. We don't need to hear. We get something to go to court. Fuck that. Look, 985-0367. Mute your mic or let me know. I muted you, but I'll open you up in a little bit. See if you want to talk. If not, just press the one button again. It'll take you out of the queue. Yep. Let me try one more time. Let's see. Who we got? 985-0367.
Leave him, but I didn't know that's what they were talking about.
Nope. Okay, we're going to leave that alone. They talk. All right. Let me look at my cheat sheet. I got some numbers written down. See who that might have been. Nope. No, I can't be doing that, Riddell. I'll be exposing people sometime. Like we're gonna profile.
So Riddell, you made some good licks up there or what?
Oh, hell yeah. Sweet, I went two rounds.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
It's
I come off the trailer Saturday.
Yeah.
You know? Straight into elimination. Shit.
Nice.
It's Silverback.
What's up?
I heard Jerry Dell was hiring up the last track minute to come back and do something with the prep, man.
Wait, say that again?
They tell me you and Riddell was hiring the last man, Stephen, to come back and do the prep again.
Yeah. Man, look, I ain't touching that. Fuck that. I ain't touching. You trying to drag me in? You trying to throw a rabbit in the barn? You trying to? Yeah, I ain't touching that.
Don't do it.
I ain't touching that. The only thing I'm going to say is I just hope it get better around here. That's all.
Every day you fire that man, now we ain't got no prep at all. That's fucked up.
Oh, I fire that man, man. Where you come up with that bullshit?
I got a slow car. I could hook on anything. Fuck. Y'all fast cars, boy. Y'all got rid of y'all prep.
Man, it ain't really even about the prep, man. I mean, it ain't even about that. It's about fuck getting something finished. And giving people what the fuck they pay for.
Man,
how many times we had races around here that in the next week they go somewhere else, they holding up trophies and checks. And you come here and they sitting in the stadium lanes all goddamn day. And then they just decide once they get the gate, they just lock to some bitch, say the race over with. Fuck, just kick everybody out. Man, I said I wasn't going to talk about this shit no more. I wasn't even going to get into this shit. Y'all dragging me in the fucking...
If y'all start 7 o'clock in the morning, y'all make a finish.
Man, that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Tweet it. I'm falling for them biscuits, tweet.
Me and you talk. You already know. I ain't falling for it.
Yeah, don't fall for the biscuit, Tweety.
Tweety, them people say they ain't going to have y'all black ass on the track all night, Tweety.
What?
Some people say they ain't going to have y'all black ass on the track all night.
I don't even think it's that. I just think they just, I don't know, like I said.
Man,
I just think when you rent it, you get looked at different.
Yeah,
shit just different. When you rent it, it's different. You can go to a bracket race over that. You can go to a bracket race over that. They can run two bracket races in one day, back to back to back to back. Turn around, double up, run another bracket race. But the minute a no-time race come at any one of them tracks, it's like they forget how to run a fucking race.
But, Sweetie, you know what I don't understand? What happened to the days when the racetrack used to give races?
That, too, Riedel. And I tell Jamie and them that shit all the time. The worst thing I could have ever did was try to get involved in throwing a race. That shit made me salty.
I just want to know whatever happened to the day that the racetrack used to give races. Man, the racetrack used to give races on Wednesday, Thursdays, and Friday nights, and even on the Saturday. They used to give races. Now all they want to do is stick their key in the padlock and lock the gate, or either unlock the gate for 3 hours and then lock that bitch back. They don't want to have no liability at all.
But the thing is, Riedel, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that if they're going to let the promoters come in there and do it. But at least try and finish the race for the promoters. At least try and help them out. But it's like that shit don't even happen. It's like, all right, y'all in here. We had this amount of money. We got the gate. Fuck it. Shut these motherfuckers down. First wreck. Y'all got to go.
That's
first all down. Y'all got to go.
In the famous words of Mike Dillon, even a racetrack keeps hustling.
But you know what?
Man,
I don't even know what to say it is, dude.
Let me say something else, Tweety. I've never been to a racetrack that they give a race and don't honor a rain check. Never. I've never been to a racetrack that they have not honored a race or when it rained out that they don't honor a racetrack. Even NHRA fucking honor a race or ran out. They tell you don't throw your ticket away, come back to the gate.
I brought that shit up with Bankston boys. You know, they, like I said, people went live because Bankston evidently helped them boys get the race back going. That dude offered his hand for us twice to put his whole crew to work to get the track back going, do whatever he got to do. Say he even pick up the tab. Say whatever it costs, crank the fucking jet dryer, do whatever you got to do, and we'll pay the tab. Still shut the gate. Still shut the gate. That man wanted to beat Kai Kelly twice, 2 years straight. Said he'd do whatever. Don't shut the gate on us, man. We'll do it. That's what I'm saying, man. It's bigger than just the prep. It's bigger than just.
Rizal, what you mean by they don't do ram checks? What you saying, Rizal?
They don't honor no ram check. If they ran out, you can't come back in that racetrack with the same ticket.
Well, what they do with all the money that they collect at the gate?
God damn it, they put it in their pocket.
The gate hustle, man.
Mike Dillon, come to the gate.
Man, Mike Dillon been told to the gate hustling, man.
Well, DeQuinn, let me ask you a question. Being you say they've been to the gate hustling.
Let me ask you this serious question.
If you pull in the drive-thru at Burger King, you tell them motherfuckers don't put you no pickle and ketchup on your hamburger, and you drive through and you open your hamburger and you got pickles and ketchup, you going to pull over and go back there and tell them motherfuckers you told them don't give you no pickles and ketchup, give you a new hamburger?
You're motherfucking right.
So why
and they're going to go there with a fucking attitude.
So let me ask you a question. Why y'all keep going to no problem paying your money and they won't give you what you're paying for?
I don't pay your yard, no. Keep that yard. There ain't no yard, no.
They tweet it. Same thing, huh?
Yeah, you're right.
Same thing, ain't it?
Yeah, I still go, though, but don't lean on, you know.
Same thing.
I mean, it is. Everybody, I think everybody got the same fucking thing in mind. Hoping that these motherfuckers get their mind right. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Well, everybody just feel like that.
Every day, do what you gotta keep in the back of your mind, Riddell. Everybody, money ain't fixed like yours, no.
No. Hold on, don't come here with that bullshit now.
No, ain't no
why
bullshit. I'm just saying.
You know how much
room for error we giving motherfuckers all our life? I mean, going to a racetrack every night and then a couple of
times. Well, listen to what you just said, DeQuinn. Why you went back in Burger King for a meat-ass fucking dollar hamburger instead of just dropping it on the ground? You mean you tell me you ain't got a dollar in your fucking pocket?
Let me tell you something.
Riddell, if you hungry and you Burger King fuck over you, you going to still go back to Burger King one day or another, sooner or later.
You motherfucking right, but look.
And hope that they got it right, huh?
And hope that they got it right. But I'm gonna give them one or two chances to get it right. After that, I'm fuck Burger King.
All right, now let me tell you about that. Since you want to use a hamburger scenario, let me tell you something about me, bro. I'm like a motherfucking cannibal. I like everything on my motherfucking burger, and that bitch ain't sloppy. I ain't gonna eat it. If I went back, it was my old lady that was complaining. And I don't like being around no fucking mad black woman. You hear me? Now, other than that, I eat that bitch the way it comes.
Quinn.
Since you want to use a hamburger scenario.
Listen, Quinn. You ain't going to tell me, man, that you done been somewhere, didn't get the service you wanted, and you didn't act an ass about it. Or tell them about this stuff. Next time that happens to you, just take your shit and go down the road. Because guess what? Man, them people ain't got time for your bullshit. They gave you what they gave you and gone. You won't kill a motherfucker if they told you that behind the
screen. Riddell, look, I love the streets, bro. I ain't going to tell you no lie. But if my people called me and them boys said, man, look, we going to the fucking track, man. What you doing? Shit, left rolling.
Well, I understand. Every man do what he figure he got to
do.
We don't have John Fultz calls
like y'all. I mean, couple of my partners getting there. They about to need, you know. But me, my shit is on pea gravel. My shit going boom. I don't give a fuck.
Well, like I say, it ain't about the prep. Not the prep. You can work with the prep. Ain't about none of that with me. It's about the principle of the shit. I mean, it's like
I'm with that too.
How you just keep stranding. How you keep stranding your people that patronize you. How you keep stranding them, and not trying to correct this shit. How you keep doing it?
Hey, but Steven,
I mean,
you know what it is.
You got to throw them a bone every now and then.
A lot of them motherfuckers.
I mean, you keep taking people money, and you keep stranding them.
A lot of people can't be pleased. You might do it the way they want, then they're going to find something else. Because, hey, Stevie Ray used to run motherfuckers through there, go, bop, 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 bop. And then motherfucker fuss about, well, he ain't even putting no prep on it. He not doing it. He not doing that. But he getting the calls through. Okay, so next.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, with Stevie Ray, we knew what was going on. We was able to race with Stevie Ray. We weren't in it.
Everybody
Ray never told
about
us.
Them, though. You came there expecting your hamburger. It might be fucked up, and it might not be. Right? That's when we was all running slicks.
Well, that's when we was all running slicks. But listen, Hot, I'm glad you brought that up. Steve Ray had the list race. Steve Ray had Wednesday evening racing. He had a bunch of shit. He even had end of the year freaking banquet type shit for us.
Two or three people helping him. And that shit went.
But Tweety, didn't you and Riddell was on the front lines of getting them people out of there?
No. We weren't on the front line of nothing, bro.
Listen, man.
That was before. I'm fucking with you. I'm just being messy, bro. Don't worry about me, bro.
Yeah. No, okay. I ain't on the – look, man, I can care less, bro. I really can care less.
Me,
I ain't going to lie to you.
I'm being messy, bro.
I don't know why I let y'all drag me in this shit anyway.
Hattiesburg used to give us whatever they wanted, whatever they could give us. They gave it to you, and you just knew what it was.
And we all piled in that, and we all piled in that, didn't we?
And raised all freaking night.
Yep. I can't hear you.
And we complained about the guardrails. We did that, but every week we was right back in that.
You wouldn't invite to the couch. Your phone sound like it's underwater, man. Any of y'all can hear Eric?
No.
I thought that was me.
I bought new headsets. I couldn't hear what he's saying.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Somebody wasn't invited to the couch.
Eric talking on that Dollar General earpiece.
Chris is mad because he ain't got invited to the couch. That's all.
Man, look, I ain't sitting. Shit. Okay, whatever.
Well, y'all kidding?
Whatever. The motherfuckers, they know. They look. They knew better to make that phone call. Fuck.
Boy, hey, I was trying to be messy and bucket up to you. If I wanted them to call Fantasyville, boy, damn, boy.
y'all going to trick or treat or not?
I hung up again. Well, no, he back on. Didn't know he fell off. You know he on. Yeah. Blow your mic open.
Hey. Yep.
Steve, fall off? Hello?
Shut up.
I'm here. I'm still here.
All right. Hello.
Hey, James.
Hey.
You remember that you remember that drop top bus that used to be at No Problem Track?
Who?
Drop top what?
The bus with no roof on it. Everybody used to get out there. That was Steve Ray bus, huh?
Nah, that was what's his name bus, man? He died.
They sold that bus.
Thriller died. Thriller used to have a little baby.
He died.
Where the bus at now? Somewhere in Kenner, in Metairie, Kenner area. The boy died.
Dang.
Yeah, he used to run NHRA in a little Maverick. He used to run with Bourgeois at the front end dragster. That was his buddy.
The LSU bus, man.
He would have everybody a free ride on the bus.
And shit, y'all talking about clicking up, hell. I remember that's how we met a lot of them Mississippi guys. We were going to these Mississippi tracks clicked up. But that's because Steve Ray had his racing and going to the track. He gave us shit to do. And we, you know, we wound up meeting a lot of people and we were going to Mississippi and racing.
Hey, Tweety, let me just say this here. You see how Mississippi stopped coming to Louisiana? Boy, that's
it'd be dead.
That Mississippi stop coming
dead.
No problem, that motherfucker dead in the water.
So the thing is, Louisiana gonna have to start doing something for themselves, getting shit going, because if we only got that one or two tracks down here, and I mean shit, it's just that's a wrap. Like you said, it's taking
let me tell you this, Ron. You saying that?
Mm-hmm.
You saying that? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. State Capitol don't give a damn about that because they got their own little program set up.
Yeah.
They got their Friday night program that's going to be their Friday night program. They got their Saturday program that's going to be their Saturday program. You got people that go to State Capitol that ain't coming to No Problem. I don't give a damn if they're giving money away. They're not coming. State Capitol has got their own little setup, and you're never going to change that setup they got. No Problem ain't got that kind of setup. A Friday night program where they going to have a bunch of racers show up. Saturday program, they going to have a bunch of racers show up. State Capitol got an established program that's been there for years and years and years.
And No Problem.
And you're not going to
have one. Wednesday night would be the spot. Friday night would be the spot. Anybody who didn't want to go to State Capitol would
guess when
there.
That, hey, hi, Rod. But guess when that was?
Yeah.
When Pat Jeffrey on
Stevie Ray and Stephen.
And then that was
Stevie Ray and Stephen.
When Pat Jeffrey on ran his own track. And it hasn't been since.
Well, you gotta look at State Capitol too. State Capitol got shit that's
that program up.
20th annual, hell, I believe they even got some races that might be damn near in the 30s annual races. But it is what it is.
And I got one suggestion, bro. If you don't want street race, and you got a mediocre bill, put your fucking slicks on your car and go have fun. Fuck all that. Other than that,
bro, you're missing the point, bro. You're missing the point. You ain't got that. Just take the prep out. You're missing the whole fucking point.
I'm not talking about y'all big time dudes, bro. I'm not talking about y'all big
time
dudes.
No, what I'm saying is you're missing the point.
You missing the whole point.
Even
man.
If you put a slick on it, you still gonna be sitting in the staging lanes 5-6 hours and you still ain't gonna finish shit. It don't matter if you got a slick or a fucking radio. It don't matter. It's gonna be the same shit.
Well y'all missing the whole point. Y'all guys that are through the race, y'all probably answered this before. That have thrown races or know how the races go. What is it that they not doing that's making them not get the call through the lane?
They don't put that car in that water box when the other car is on. When the car stays, there should be another car in the fucking water box, just like they do bracket racing. Go to an NHRA race, and when that car is in that staging lane, when he's in that light, that other car in the water box. As soon as that car gets to 3:30, that car is doing the burnout. I don't know how they didn't handle that. But you know, the problem is we're not considered racist. We're not considered racist.
Hey, hi. This is my take on the whole shit. I mean, we did it.
That's my only gripe. And listen, this gripe has been with Stevie Ray, with fucking Stephen, and with State Capitol, with everybody. It ain't picking on this administration. This is from day one. It's from day one. It's the same shit. I've been in Bragg Arena, and they run them. They push them down the track, but they don't want to push this thing. But that's what I see why we get held up. But that's my only rant on that part.
Why they can't set in the contract, Jamie, when they're doing up the contract?
That's what I want to talk about. There's a couple of things, like I said, what Jamie talking about, that they don't run cars back to back for some reason, some mysterious reason, that you go to a bracket race, they sending them some bitches left and right. You go to a no time race, you can't even crank your car until some bitch is turning off the other end. You can't even crank your car by the ropes now. That's way in the tower, not in the water hole. That's in the fucking ropes.
It's like it's
they hold you up and then hold up and hit a
That's the first. That's the first. Like that's the first thing. Second thing is, when you rent a track, when you rent one of them tracks, you can't rent the whole track. They won't give you a full rental. It don't matter what kind of money you want to pay. They will not give you full control of the rental.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts you in a peculiar position. Because you get there, you ain't got no help. They don't run the fucking lane. They don't do what they're supposed to be doing. And then you stuck. I'm stuck telling my peers, fussing with my peers, the people that I race with. I'm looking like Steve the bad guy, the fucking asshole, when I really shouldn't be. It should be the track telling these people. You shouldn't be put in that predicament when you're renting the track.
Yeah,
but they won't give you a contract. They will not give you a contract. We've tried. We've given them bid sheets. We've said, look, this
is
what
we
want.
This is what we want covered.
We don't want to hear shit about a rental. We don't want to hear nothing about a rental. Bid this sheet. Tell me what it's going to cost for you to apply this at a race, and give us a number, and we're going to put you a check in your hand or whatever.
Or we can't afford it. Simple as that.
But the problem is we never walked. We never walked. We always fell for the bullshit and kept going back. And that's my fault for falling for the shit. Because, I mean, hell, I deal with contracts every week, every day. That's just what I do.
Nelson gave us me and Mika a contract for the race we just had.
All right, so why let me ask you a question. Why I was on my way there at 9:30. Why did he shut it off? Because of the rain. Why he couldn't just try to run one round? Why he shut it down? If y'all had a contract.
Yep. Look, they had racers. They had racers and Scooby along with racers and Thomas. Both felt like, you know what I'm saying, like the cars was gonna be dragging water back up, like, because they had, you know, water puddles everywhere in the pits and shit. So it would have been kind of difficult. It felt like it would have been difficult for, you know, I wasn't racing. I was just helping. I was running the race. So it was whatever, you know, the majority, you know, wanted to call. And, you know what I'm saying? And me and Mika say, hey, you know, hey, there is a safety deal going on with that, you know what I'm saying, presenting a problem with the cars tracking water, you know what I'm saying, the wheel wells, water splashing up, getting in the wheel wells and dripping water down track. You know what I'm saying? You know, It was potentially a problem, you know what I'm saying? And the majority of the racers were like, you know, they felt that way. So, fuck it. At that point, like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Just, believe me,
I'm not trying to bash on you or nothing, but I felt like that was going to be a problem before they even started the race. That's why I never showed up early. But I got on the way because everybody kept saying on live feed, oh, we racing all night, even if it's till the sun come up. So I got my truck and left, and I come that way. And next thing you know, I'm getting a phone call. It was canceled. I felt like all the rain, it was going to be dragging water up there anyway. But, I mean, if you had a contract, hell, like I said, I don't know. I'm speaking from my experience. And
I was speaking on a contract deal. I'm just speaking on a contract deal. I ain't trying to doggone. You know what I'm saying? Speak nowhere outside of answering that question. That's all I do is doggone informing y'all.
Well, it is what it is. I mean, I hate it. I even got drug in this shit, but I'm just sick and tired of it. Fuck it.
I ain't gonna say what I got to say. Hey, I'm gonna just address this one thing. Then I'm done with it. The water, they had no water puddles in the pits. There was few, if any. You know what I'm saying, in the pits to where it wasn't a deal to where they had time for the water to be dried and for the scrubber to get the puddles out the way. You know what I'm saying, when we ran the race, they didn't have no rain in the forecast. That's why we went ahead with the race. I would have pulled a plug on a motherfucker from the world go if they would have had rain later in the day in the forecast. Once the rain stopped, you know what I'm saying, they didn't have nothing else in the forecast. You know, so, hell, I went along with it. It ain't like I'm running around this motherfucker trying to motherfucking, you know, do all this and do all that, you know what I'm saying, trying to hustle nobody and make no money. I'm giving away the all.
No, this thing got nothing. This, what I'm saying, ain't got nothing to do with Mo Jeezy. Ain't got nothing to do with Formica. So I'm getting that out of the way right now.
I'm just saying my past
experiences with that bullshit is just, it ain't never going to change. It ain't trying to change.
You said that y'all never got no contract. What Mo's saying is that the dude gave them a contract. When I brought up the thing about put that shit in the contract about running the fucking staging lanes, you feel what I'm saying? So that when Mo said about, yeah, dude did write us a contract. That's what he was telling you. And dude wrote us a contract. Y'all want to do something? Yeah, this is legal document.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me say this.
Well, I mean, if they wrote on the contract, happy for them.
Steve, hold up. The Queen, do you actually think we spent the money we spent and gave the money we gave away, and we didn't go to them people with? This is what they do. We put this out here. We're going to give this amount of money away. And for years, people have set their clock around that race. So once we put that out there, then it's out there. And these people that came and sat down and ate dinner with us and say, we're going to do this, and that. And we walk away saying we're going to get a contract. We're going to email it to y'all. And it never happened. But at this point, we can't turn around because it's going to disappoint the racers more than us. We weren't doing it for the money. All of us have jobs. So it wasn't about the money. It's about the disappointing the people that will support in that race. And that's why we didn't do it this year. It's not that no problem in doing the same thing with us for the last 7 years. We've been going for it. It's just that it's too much of a headache on us. And like I said, it has us arguing and fussing with each other over nothing. That's all it's about. Right. You know, we asked for a contract many times. We just never got it. And it was too late to turn back because everybody was looking forward to it. That's all.
Mr. Williams, I totally agree with you saying. But what I'm saying is now, that contract is a fucking legal fucking document. If they don't do it, you know y'all, the next step was y'all to do with that. But at first, y'all didn't have no contract. If this dude is trying to write a contract,
DeQuinn, he said he just told you that we were supposed to get contracts, but it was our fault for ahead with the shit without
the
it.
Right, but he said,
we didn't want to disappoint nobody because we had already said we were doing the race.
But tweet it. But
that's on one thing about a motherfucker telling you they're gonna do it, and the next thing a motherfucker doing it, that's two different.
Once you talk about contracts. Once you go to talking about contracts, who going to put their name on that? Because at this point, I'm not going to jeopardize everything that I've worked for to say, I'm going to put my name on this contract, but there's no problem race. And when something go wrong Because it could go wrong either end. If no problem mess up, then, it's, I got black and white. But if we mess up, whoever name on that contract, he got black and white. So at this point, I'm not just going to put it all on no problem, because if they would have presented a contract, I would have said, we got a contract, but you wouldn't have saw my name on it. I guarantee you. I wouldn't have not nowhere in black and white. You would have tied me to that contract because that's how legal stuff works. So, and at this point, you see what I'm saying? So at this point, all of us would be like that. Steve, would you have signed the contract with him?
No.
Jamie, would you have signed the contract with him?
No.
So what would the contract do then?
Nothing. I was personally just looking for shit on paper.
You got a double-sided sword here. I'm going to keep it 100 the way. We wouldn't have, if no problem, would have gave us a contract. I don't care what none of us said. None of us would have signed it. I knew I would have put my name on it. I got too much other stuff going on to get tied in to a race where I could potentially have somebody come back and somebody get hurt, somebody get this, could get that, and then now, my name tied on this. No, I wouldn't do that.
Right.
You know, I know I wouldn't. So at this point, you know, you got a double-sided sword here, bro. The people who give the race, you really rolling the dice, taking the risk. You got people that we can draw a good – we know what it takes to draw a real crowd. I'm just like Moore and Flamika. Moore and Flamika got a good thing going. Long as they keep giving races, people going to keep going. And long as people keep going, you got some that love it, some that don't. You're not going to please everybody. It is just that simple. The ones who don't like it, they ain't going to go. They're going to complain. The ones who like it, it was okay. I had a good time. And that's just how it's going to be. We keep talking. We keep beating on the horse that's dead. We keep digging the motherfucker up. We did autopsy this horse 15 times in the last year.
Come on.
There's only one thing I see that they can change. Stop looking at old time grudge cars that they gonna have a problem or a leak and they gonna mess up your track every car that passes because you're not looking at them bracket cars because they see these cars run all the time. Like you said, they won't let nobody go home. It's like they gotta walk the track after every pass after a grudge car. So
and look
if
at
you
our
don't
race,
see nothing,
at our race,
somebody
every time
needs to
our
check
race
the track.
75% of the time when our race was stopped, guess what? It was a high-dollar call. It wasn't them little mediocre calls like we got. It was a high-dollar call tear up the track.
When we got mediocre calls, we already know they're looking at us like something going to be wrong, so we try not to get upset and embarrass
ourselves. We got to go out there with everything.
Y'all obviously ain't never been to no bracket race. They got some raggedy shit be at a bracket race.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even want to hear that they're looking at our cars. That's some bull crap right there.
No. We saying that's what they doing. Not that they're looking at our flaws. That's what they doing.
This is my take on it, and I'm going to leave it alone. Hey, I personally think they're doing the shit on purpose.
The crazy part about it, the grudge racing bringing more revenue to the pocket. Right, not the payouts, as far as to the pocket. The grudge racing bringing more pocket revenue rather than a payout.
That's what it boiled down to. They can't open the gates and put that many people in there. So when a promoter opens the gate, they feeling some type of way. Period.
Hey, tweet. What else with a dollar store here said Cody?
They ain't prejudice. I know that.
No, I'm not even bringing that up. I'm not even going to go that route. I'm just saying that's the only thing I can figure out. Because you can go to a bracket race on a Friday night, and that shit run flawless, and you go right next to the same Saturday, same weekend, and a no-time event get drug out.
What I'm saying, in the grudge world, they do it to everybody. It don't matter.
Well, I just think because, like I said, the people that's running the race, they back away. When you pay that rental, they back away.
Because they already paid.
They back away and let you run it and kill your own self. They let you hang yourself. basically.
Once they get that bread, they don't give a fuck.
So it is what it is, man. I hated to even get drug into this shit. Fuck.
Well, it's gonna be a timing because it's just, like you said, it is what it is. And if you bring a crew in there, that's the bad part about it. You bring a crew in there, you make a race go flawless. Guess who's gonna get the props for it?
Track.
The track.
Yeah, the track.
Hey, Sweezy. Personally, I think them motherfuckers need to take them a vacation and go watch them promoters and the fucking track on. Need to go see how races won and go tell Big Jake give them a class.
Riddell, you said they used to be at, y'all didn't they say they used to be at them big ass tracks?
Yeah, you see they ran them away from that motherfucker too, didn't you?
Mo Diesel said, Harley. Hello?
That's just
Jesus
crazy,
must have
man.
Got on.
Hey, all I know is, in Harrisburg, motherfuckers start doing the burnout when them motherfuckers start dropping them lights on that tree. Only if you already understand that they might have some rocks get kicked back there or something, but half the time the crowd is in between the cars. So do your burnout and you be ready, because when them cars click them lights on down out there, bring your ass up here. That's it. And keep them moving. I mean, that's the way you keep. That's the way you don't have to keep prepping. Fuck.
You got time. The faster you keep the calls down, that you still have time. If you got to do some prepping,
you got
to
clean
it's
up.
Not
stuff.
Adding on to the thing because the cars are going down so quick, and the track is hotter because the tires going down. But
yeah.
I don't even.
I've been arguing with that shit.
Since day one, it's on a scale.
You're gonna see the cars start hooking, and then they start falling off. Hey, hold up, let me run this right quick. Get some more heat back in the track. You get some prep back on it. You know,
prime example. Gulfport on Wednesday night. They don't ever prep in between rounds when they got them cars going down. Sometimes Gulfport be pulling pretty hard. You know, keep them going down.
I went out there. For bragging rights.
Shit, Ford Chevy. They got 200 Chevys out there. Over 400 cars out there, and they run that shit, be done at 10:30. You know? But it is what it is, man.
Hey, like you said, though, we want it, but that radio, that so safe, that mythical unicorn of radio prep that fucked up a lot of people.
Yeah, but, man, it ain't even about the radio prep for me. Like I say, we all come from slicks. It ain't nothing to go back to a slick. But like I say, the problem is you're going to still be left in the staging lane. You're still going to be the same fuckboy shit.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, but you be getting down the racetrack. That's all that's gonna change.
And what I'm saying with that is, you know, people coming, they're being told that it's gonna be that kind of prep, so they got this mythical thought in their head that I'm gonna be able to go turn this motherfucker loose, and half of them go out there over rev this shit, blow it up, then they tear the track.
Yeah, well,
now you still got another thing, you know.
Yeah, well, that's why my shit on jack stands. Fuck. I ain't blowing all the fucking rockers and springs and shit off my shit trying to fuck that. I ain't got that kind of money.
Yeah.
One day it'll get better around you. If not...
I'm gonna go get me a big tire car.
You got a big tire truck.
I'm on 10-inch tire.
You ain't no 10-inch tire. You probably put the shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna build me a little street car and start going to Mississippi. Fuck.
We cruising.
We're a big time car on the fucking street. Fuck it.
Be like, yo, that got them 29.5s on there, huh?
Oh,
yo.
Oh, are you about to press one night? Yeah, partner, check this out.
Yo, he getting his mic is open.
That's the biggest thing that burned. The biggest thing that burned me up hot is that nobody can't give away no money here without splitting. Nobody can't give a check away, but they can cross right over the finish line, go right there to Battlefield, go right there to Holly Springs. They holding up checks every week, but yet they cross.
Yeah.
Come on, this Louisiana side, you got to come home with a truckload of fucking checks. You can't give them away.
Damn.
Tell me I'm wrong. When the last time you seen a legit race over here with over 5-6 cars in a shootout get finished and actually pay a fucking winner? It don't happen.
Question.
I want to touch up on the contract. You're talking about being liable. What the waiver for? Don't you sign a waiver to prevent any people from being liable?
No, that's just for the track only.
That's for the track.
That way
was for the track.
That's for the track only. Track only.
Okay. Yeah, that way was for the track. And a lot of things that
and you still found negligent,
a lot of stuff,
still a good lawyer eat that up.
Right.
Certain
things, a good lawyer tear that up.
that's why they're doing
due diligence right now with all these classes with how to extract people. You save the class. That's why they're promoting all that. That's due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
So that eliminates some of that. You got to know all
mm-hmm.
that shit.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's why the promoter part come in. When you sit back and you start giving these races and you get held, can you get held liable for stuff and it really ain't worth it? So if you look at it on the financial side for the promoter, it really ain't worth it because if something was to happen, even if you got a flyer out there with your name on it, the right lawyer can burn you. So, you know, a lot of stuff we think we know what we're doing, we really don't. We just pissing in the wind, taking chances. We rolling the dice. We might as well get down there and play dice.
At the end of the day, Clyde, you're just trying to make something happen. You're just trying to make something happen. And you're trying to make something happen.
A lot of people don't know. You can take and just say, you can save up and say, look, I want to throw me a race, I'm going to throw a race. You throw a race, you promote it, you say it's you, woo-da-woo-woo. And you be like, well, shit, they can try to sue me. I ain't got nothing. But all they take is something as simple as you can have homeowner's insurance. Guess what? The right lawyer, he come and get that motherfucker. He going to get something. They can go down to the smallest
house. They put a lien on your fucking house.
Put a lien on your shit, and you're going to get the fuck out of there, and they're going to sue your homeowners, and homeowners going to say, you got to go, because we got to pay them. And we got to find a way to pay them people. We're going to sell this fucking house. They run you. So it's ways around all that shit, you know, but if they're not gonna take no liability, you know, as far as the track, no contracts and shit, saying they are duly liable, they're fully liable, they're not going to do that because that's why they make you sign a waiver like you asked about. That means they're not liable for shit. But the bad part about it is if you're going into it to throw a race, to do something fun, it's a business move. So business got, you know, you got shit that can happen. That's all good. And it will happen because they got motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean, any business is a risk no matter how you look at it.
Lawsuit. Yeah. They got motherfuckers coming out there for that.
You got people that drive on the road every day. I mean, hell.
Right. Running
you put a sign on your truck, you at risk every day. You know?
You better take that motherfucker off and go hard left, run them off good far enough so they forget what it was they bumped.
All right, let me just say
fucked up deal.
When you start talking about putting on a race, man, I can just speak to the races I've been to. If these tracks was caring about themselves, they would do the right thing to make you succeed. That's why you look at person like I go always and go back to Big Jake. They're not going to fuck over Big Jake. They're going to do everything they got to do to make them succeed. Because when he succeed, they succeed. And that's what it all boils down to. The track just got to do their job so the promoter can do his job and everybody be happy. But if the promoter got his hands behind his back and the track don't give a damn about what he's what they're doing and don't help to make everything go smooth, man, you doomed before you start.
That's real. That's
doomed
true.
Before
that's
you start.
That's true.
You know, the track got to make sure that you succeed. It's just like you, you know, teaching your child. You do everything you can to make your child succeed in life. And the track just got to do their job. That's all they're asking. Do your part, and if I fail on my part, then I fail my people at Camno supporting my racing. But don't make me do everything that I'm trying to do, and on the other end, I'm fighting you to make you do the shit you supposed to be doing.
Yeah, the
track should be doing everything they need to do and more to make your race succeed. Because if you succeed, they succeed. But these people don't look at that like that.
And like I said earlier,
they don't look at it
the
like
track
that.
Is, the track is like, it really is like a fucking reception hall. You can go to somebody's wedding reception. You rent that motherfucker for a little while, and people come in and say, man, this is a nice motherfucker. This shit really went all good. The AC work, everything. The people serve the pool good. Da, 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 da. Guess what? You might have 30 motherfuckers in that wedding reception out of the 2,000 that say, shit, I'm coming back over here and throw something.
That's
and they
right.
Go 60, just like you're saying.
But,
just like you're saying.
But that hall got to do what it takes. That hall got to make sure the bathroom clean, the floor clean, the air conditioning working, the door hinge work, the door open, all the glass, the walls painted, and shit smelling good. They got to do their part.
Hey, hey, they got levels you could buy at that damn reception hall, too.
Oh, yeah. But they only sell levels at certain ones, because I know the one I had, motherfucker, like, look, this is what it's going to be for that one night. It's going to be 14,000. What you want?
Yeah.
How many hours?
Well, you got mad at
that. Man, look. At the, over there in Oman at the Jerusalem Temple, that big one. Shit. No, I didn't get mad. I got mad at the church. The reception was in that motherfucker for a few minutes.
All right.
I said, what the fuck?
But let me just tell you. I wish I could have paid $14,000 when my last daughter got married. She got married in goddamn Cthulhu in New Orleans. Probably $30,000 goddamn dollars. Days over with.
Yeah. Hey, it was one time. It's one time for me. So that was a wrap.
Yeah. I could have bought a fucking house for what a wedding cost.
You ain't never fucking lying on that. Shit.
For some other, hey, tweet it. For some other motherfuckers to come put their foot under my table and be happy, and then I go home crying because my pocket light as a motherfucker.
I heard
that. You don't get to eat nothing, Reed. You taking pictures all day. You're hungry as a motherfucker.
And then you got one motherfucker going to go around there talking about, man, they ain't had enough motherfucking food. I got one piece of chicken. Hey. You bitch, you.
Yes, indeed.
Motherfucker, I paid for 250 people a plate. You should have got your fucking plate and quit sitting on your ass. Somebody ate your plate.
It's
yes,
DJ, motherfucker. Fuck.
Fuck out of here, man. Man, I had to pay the priest, man. I asked my wife what. I said, she said, we got to pay the priest. Well, how much I got to give him? I thought heaven was free.
Man, that's a racket right there. That's a racket right there. Those songs are going to be having their hands out, too.
Heaven on earth.
I had to pay the priest, man. The priest wouldn't leave. Look, he stood in the corner over there like he was watching everything go on. He was waiting on me to come back.
He made sure you wouldn't get no ass.
You were going to take your blessing back.
My wife touched me on the shoulder. She said, you need to go pay the priest. Well, how much have I got to give him? I need to take you $500 and go over there and get a priest.
Just slide it in the envelope. Just slide it in the envelope.
No. Hey.
Yeah, tell him like my boy Rodney told him, huh, Jamie? God don't have no expenses.
God don't have no expenses. He owns everything. He don't need to pay you nothing.
Hey, tweet.
Rodney told him, Rodney had money. Rodney told him,
Shit.
Well, yeah,
well, we got riding for no money.
Hand all night. I ain't seen the priest's hand all night till he took his hand from under that fucking tablecloth to get that money.
And I know you ain't wrong, neither.
I thought he ain't had no hands. I thought the son of ain't had no hands. But when I bought that money to him, he sure found his hand to come from under that fucking tablecloth.
He is drunk.
You got to pay for the lights. You got to pay for the lights, the air conditioning, and clean up the church. God damn.
Man, I had to pay for the motherfucker that was parking cars. Come on now.
Hey, bro. When me and Leanne got married, the balcony told us we gotta. Y'all went over. We gotta pay this before you go home.
Oh yeah, too many people. Yeah, extra
money. And I told the man, I said, well, why y'all? I only paid for 300. Why y'all ain't at 300? Y'all still not let nobody else in. They did. They did. You know what I mean? I went over 75 people.
Hey, James,
I'm listening
to you. I'm sitting down in the reception. Right. I'm sitting down in the reception hall, and I'm saying,
I know that's why I say you might get hung up on the track wall.
Hey, let me mute Eric, mate. Y'all, hang on. Can't.
Yeah, you turned the street too early, man.
We're about to find we can end this shit. All right, you muted. We ain't got to go ahead. We're just trying to stay right there.
Man, I'm sitting around in the reception hall. Said, "What the hell, New Orleans police still hanging around here?" My wife come around there, tap me.
You gotta get paid them too, though. Well, I wasn't in the deal with the reception hall.
Hell no.
Well, they didn't tell you had to pay the police. They just.
You gotta pay.
Because normally they tell you, hey, you need cops, you need so many detail.
Man,
you gotta take care of that.
Police to get from the church to the reception hall.
Oh, I thought you know.
We have to pay the police to get them from downtown New Orleans to the from the cathedral to the reception hall. I say I be got that.
Hey, and they usually not pull off from the church till you paid them hand to hand.
You goddamn right.
You be
around
that motherfucker broke up like a motherfucker, Travis.
I'm trying to figure out why the hell. Why the hell is still hanging around?
I ain't never went.
They're waiting on their
I'm getting ready to go now.
All right, mute your mic, too, man. Right. You keep on.
I don't know what it's going to take over there, but I'm glad to. I mean, we saying the same shit, though, like y'all said. Every
man,
year.
Man, the only thing I've seen. And like I said it before, I just want somebody from the track to explain to me why no time people can't be in that water bottle. I don't hear nothing about the people in the line. You got the people off the line now. Before it was, you got too many people in line. Now they got the gates. So now you can let that car go in the water bottle. I went there when we did the street car revolution. They ran them down the track so damn fast. They were trying to get out of there quick.
That shit you talk about too much. That shit you talking about too much people. Man, you come to Big Dick Ray, they have 5,000 people on the goddamn front line. Man, that's bullshit. Shit.
Listen, I know that. So duck races the same way. I understand that, but I you got to let them come in there with that. I like to argue, so I want them to come in there with that. So I got proof and I got videos that, well, here it is here. So I want them to trip up on that, you know. That's
the
first thing they're going to
say.
If somebody up there running that computer
that can't get numbers straight, quick, fast, and in a hurry, and that man tell them what's there, they don't need to be on the computer. Because they act like that would be the problem, that they said they got to do one.
Well,
they
said, well, I was told to. From, here we go again with this. We're back on that horse. But from this is, once again, this is from day one, our first race, that the man, that man at the bottom got to call that number up. That's, well, how the fuck that man in that tower can't see? Why the fuck y'all built a tower supposed to be state of art that he can't read numbers on top of the car? He needs a binoculars.
With a window down the side.
If he can't see, he need to, I say he need to be in the bottom then where he can see the cars. But I go to any fair event, and if they send the motherfucker down there like...
got binoculars on.
That's my biggest gripe right there, is that we can't get the cars going out. Shit, Gulfport ain't nowhere near as close as state capital. Them mother be pushing them down. All no problem. And they run them cars down left and right. Gulfport on the opposite side. And it's a far way, and they run you down quick, man. But
you know what it is, though, in Gulfport? You know what it is in Gulfport? They make you get in fucking line. You can't stagger and the motherfucker say, no, I ain't going on side of him. Man, get your ass up there.
Oh, no, yeah, that too. And that's another thing. But, you know,
look, I was running exhibition in Gulfport, and them motherfuckers just qualified my fat ass. They said, if you can't get in the fucking car quick enough, you disqualified. Bitch, back up. Straight up. but the difference is, Gulfport's telling people that it's gonna be one of us or one of Mo Jeezy and them group telling people that they race with that shit. And that, to me, that ain't right, man. If you putting you and your homeboys, and look, I don't have to bring up Famiga's name, but that's how I met Famiga. Famiga chewed me a new ass, called me every name in the fucking book. But I was just trying to hold my stand. You know what I'm saying? I was just trying to do what I was supposed to do at my job to try and keep the race going.
But
and then you shouldn't be put in that kind of predicament, man. The racetrack
you
should run that kind of shit.
You can't keep giving the race and ran that bitch out and fuck over your spectators either.
No, that's why I backed away. Because it was causing more stress for me. And I was tired of leaving the spectators stranded and the racers stranded, and I just gave it up.
Us racers could discuss what the track ain't doing and what they ain't doing. But you start fucking over these spectators with this ran out and not giving them no way to get back to that track but give you some more money, you're going to find a lot of them going to drop off the map.
Well, like I said,
and what
then
you
I,
don't
I got
understand
tired of getting
is,
phone calls, man. People just
you
telling
don't
you
understand.
Ain't coming back.
Yeah, and what they don't understand is you could honor a rain check. You might get 10% of them people to come back. You might get 10% of them to come back. That's the sad part about it. You ain't going to get all of them to come back, so you win and either way the cut goes.
I'm just
By the time the rerun comes, all it is and it's really just like they say, it's just some sunglasses, and you just tell the motherfucker, all right, look, bring your own band. Everybody here announcing on the mic, you come back, we honor the rain check. You got some sticklers that's going to come back for sure because they want to see if you're going to give it to them. But most of them will be like, man, I'm just glad they even made the effort to tell me they're going to give me my money back for me to come back. And they might not even come.
Well, let me tell you.
Somebody got background noise.
Well, I said somebody got
on the speakerphone.
Don't just flatfoot tell them you can't go on it, Hot Rod. That's why you piss them off.
No, that's why I said. That's why I said. You tell a person, look, I'm an honor. Y'all come on back. Half of them not going to come back, but they're going to say, hey, I'm just glad the man even said he will honor.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
But let me tell you, though, like I said, when you start fucking over your spectators, You could talk. We could talk about what they ain't doing at the track, what they should do, and what they can't do. When you start fucking over your spectators, you gonna have a serious problem. They don't forgive you. They look at their hard-earned money that they took to come to that race. They don't forgive you.
Yeah. Somebody watching something for you.
Yeah, mute your mic if you're not talking.
What?
Mute your mic, man.
Somebody watching something on for you.
They know
who it was. They know who it was. Whatever it was, they turn around.
They know who it is. I got a Jamie. 400 leaving second with the ship to for sale.
Ain't got no power to turn no 400 leaving no second gear.
What's the
first? You got no three speed, four speed transmission. That's what I need.
No, I
like a 331st gear.
Well, you could turn it back into a three speed. Send it back to Mark Mickey.
Man, it's been 285 days. Powder gate.
What, Riddell? What's that gear?
It's I think it's a 145 to 1 to 1 hot rod. I can look and make sure, but I'm gonna sell it reasonable with the shifter.
There you go, Danny.
All good, all high dollar internals in it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's got. It ain't gonna be sitting on my flow. I just want to give somebody opportunity before I put it on Facebook or let them keep it where or send it back to Mark or send it back to the Carolinas.
So you get that hot, I'm going to need to hit hot. You get that. That big block started eating them bar leaving second gear.
Man, you crazy as hell. I'm about to start messing with the funny, man. I'm done. Fuck that fighting that fucking light ass in that truck. Fuck that.
But if you can stand a 240, I think it's a 245. You could have him unlock first gear and put it in first and have a three speed.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you could. To make him unlock first gear. He got first gear locked out right now. Where when you pull the handle back, you can't pull it in the first. You can only pull it in the second gear.
Mm-hmm.
You can unlock it and make it three speed. Going to the Cowboys?
What?
Cam Newton going to the Cowboys? Oh, shit.
I just sent you a message. Send me the info on it.
All right. Oh, well, I'm going to send you my number. Just call me tomorrow. I'll get it all for you. All
right.
Because it'll be out the car. I'm going to bring my shit in the Carolinas this Monday, so it'll be out the car. And if you want it, I'll bring it back. If not, let it stay up there. Because I'll get my car back at Street Race. They're going to bring my car to Trick or Treat.
All right.
Yeah, Jamie, I'm going to get some work done. I'm coming to get at your boy ass.
Who?
That goddamn Nova you got over there.
The who?
That full chassis Nova y'all got over there. Tell Jamie when my car come back, I'm gonna dig in his ass.
Throw my shoes up. Come here. God damn it.
He about to hang somebody.
No, man, I'm fucking dog. No, we ain't got no full. The Nova was a full charge car. That used to be mine. The black one, the Jason.
No, I'm talking about the one Daniel got around that.
Oh, dang, the Chevy 2. Back half.
So you done told it, now. Huh? Travis, man, we ran a full charge car, Travis.
Look at it. I ride. You heard it, man.
Yeah. No. Black car that Jason and them had. The black car that Jason and them had. Remember they used to call it Huckleberry? I had that was my car too. And the black one Daniel had.
I don't know nothing about no Huckleberry.
Straighten it up.
No, because you don't want to know.
Straighten it up, Rod.
Man,
I'm right. He's trying to straighten
y'all
it up.
Y'all really knew it was in that black Nova? That flat black one?
Well, I mean, y'all
competition
ain't
in
LS1,
so shocks.
LS1, QA1. Yeah, that's right. We tried.
That was nothing in it. That's what I'm saying. That was the simple little bill.
Yeah. But I still know you're lying.
Oh, I got
you trying to change something.
Hey, Jamie, I got some QA1 double adjustable, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, QA1 double adjust.
Oh, man. Anybody going camping lately?
Where y'all going, man? I won't go. Shit. Put my new motorhome in the mud.
My sister and them just came up from, was that last week? Week for last? It was up at Paradise Ranch in Tarletown. Paradise Ranch in Tarletown.
Me and my wife went to Cachado. I like that little place.
Yeah, they had that, man. You walk out there, Riddell, the deer come out the woods at a certain time in the evening and just start walking around and sell feed and stuff. You can feed them and everything. Paradise Ranch. In Tarletown.
What is that?
I don't know. In Tarletown, Mississippi. That's all I know. I don't know exactly where, but I had heard about it. And some people we shoot pool with, a girl was showing me, she said, look at this. And she had videos, man. The little, I mean, at night, if they ain't had 50 deer out there at night, when they were all walking around, man, you'd be sitting down there showing people sitting down, the deer is walking by, looking, seeing if you had your hand out, they come eat out your hand.
Damn.
I got pictures of my niece eating, feeding the deer. But, and from little ones all the way up to real big ones, but. Yep. I don't know where they're going to next. We used to do a couple of camping trips. You know, they're going to do some nut riding and stuff. But.
No, that race you were trying to make happen, he said he's going camping, so he ain't gonna be able to do it.
Oh, I'd write you something else.
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about that. I didn't even think about that. High Rod, I was talking about
boy,
camping.
You a damn liar. You know.
I wonder if the ditch miller was going to step up and take his place.
Uh-oh.
Shadow, you know.
He's waiting on that honorable mention now. You know it.
So I took a cab early. Yep.
Oh, man.
They keep deflecting on me. I told him, man, look, we did our thing. Go ahead on racing. People want to race you. I'm good. Go ahead. Hopping on them little chain ever left over. And that ain't going to make or break nothing we doing around here. Whatever.
My bad, Sam. Yeah. But Kate. Yeah, I seen that. I said, look at this can on here.
But I tell you, they deterred me from even trying to throw a race. I wanted to throw one, but
man,
you got to have motherfuckers. I wanted to throw a race, but look, like you got to have a goddamn a small militia to make the motherfucker work.
Well, you got to have backup, man. You got to have a lot of people, and you got to be prepared to work out, right? Listen, every year we get promised, and we know, we already know, so we just going to come in there prepared to work. You got to work your ass off.
Yeah.
And it ain't.
All right. Leave
that shit alone, man. Yeah. Listen, I used to run a remote control model boats years ago. And we wanted to have a race. We used to travel. An old man with us, he said, look, let me tell y'all something. He said, the best thing to do, you go to these races and we leave. You ain't gotta work. I said, but y'all want to have a race? I'm going to show y'all. Man, we had a race. You talk about the shit out of us. You got to jump in the pickup boat, go grab these boats. You got to, somebody work the clock, make sure the clock works. You got to do all this. Man, that was so much work.
Yeah.
After that, shit. Man. You go to them races on Friday, make you a couple of little test runs. Probably sit down, go eat some dinner that night. And then you go run on boats and just have fun, man. Sit at the pond. Yeah, that race happened out just like this. Same thing, man. And really, if you have a race, you know, and you're going to want to do right, you ain't going to want to mess with your car. You're going to leave your car alone, you know, because you don't worry about making sure the race is done. You know, just in case the track don't get the right help, you know. So you want to, don't even worry about your car. Let me go up here.
Yeah.
It's work. But if you don't mind doing it, hey, boy. Don't let us deter you. When you get some input, say, look, this is what I want, man. Tell the people, shut up. You know? I want this happening like this. You know, this is what I really want. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's make this happen. Yep. But it is fun to when you do something and you actually see people coming out for you and stuff do start going good and people, you know, the next year, man, you have another one, you know, even though you didn't do what you wanted to do, but you still people look forward for it. So it is, you know, it does make you feel a little better, you know. But then again, when you're not doing what you really wanted to do, that gets to you too, but. It's like I say, it's double-edged sword, so you just, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you're not. You're never going to please everybody. So, I mean, that's just it. So, like you said, there always going to be them couple of people. Man, you had no chicken, you had no chicken for me.
Mother ate all the shrimp
fettuccine
up and
they all shrimp fettuccine. Somebody else complained about they ain't get shrimp fettuccine and they ate it all. And this mother ain't getting no shrimp fettuccine because he ate all the goddamn chicken. He had no room on his plate.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is what it is, man. I keep having faith. I think that's the biggest thing. Like I said, you get them down fast and run them down that pam, pam, pam.
Yeah.
Put your men do. I went to Tennessee. It was 88 pairs of cars. It was 176 calls, 177 one by. Dude, it started at 2? No, it might have been later than that. 9 took me to finish. Oh, no prep. Then send them down. Bam, bam, bam. Dude, like you say, all that checking the track, shit, them over. They look at it, and if it's bad, they spray a little brake clean, wipe it up, and done. You know?
That's it. Right.
Wasn't,
you know what it is. like I said, if there's an issue, if there's an issue between that motherfucking car in the staging lane and that person that's working that computer, if it takes them a while to do that, they need to get off the fucking computer and put somebody up there that's going to get this race done.
Yeah, just a little, just,
you know, you got to select a few that you want to work your computer, da 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 da, man, fuck all that. Put somebody up there that's going to get my shit to go through.
A guy that raced with us, his name is Bull, his nickname. He come in and said, man, and they big bracket race. He said, Jamie. He said, dude. He said, it's taking them, I counted it, it's a minute or better between every car to go down by another car getting lights. He said, dude.
Oh, no.
Bracket race is 20 seconds at the most. So I understand, yeah. Grudge people, you know, they at no time, you know, they got us purged in. I just do a few things, but just getting between the staging lanes up to do the burnout, you eliminate that.
That wasn't no minute. It was. He said it was 3 minutes something.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, and he said 3 minutes. If you eliminate something. That, cut that in half. That's half your time. And he just come in late, and he's a bragging racer. He said, dude, that. He said, I see where the time is that
whole
right
day.
That was our first race. That was when Steve Ray and them.
You
cutting up, Steve.
I'm in the grocery store.
So he said, multiply that time the whole day. That's what he said, multiply
that
time
the whole
day.
Yeah, that's what he said. Well, you think about it. If it took you 10 hours to do the race, and you cut that in half, that time it don't take you 5 hours to complete the race. You know? And then you got more time for other things. So... Said,
not only that,
thing.
They're going to keep a lot of that. They keep complaining about the line. That'll keep that line cleaned out, too.
I just can't see. You keep people on
in
the...
If you put a man in the water
hole...
I ain't
going to step in the back of a car and they got a car in the water box. I don't want nobody running over me. I'm nervous. I ain't nothing I hate more than the car doing a burnout when I'm next to it. But I get through, no.
Hey,
so I don't get up there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Somebody like me doing a burnout, Jamie? Somebody like me doing the running, you gotta get out the way. I'm trying
to clean that bitch out that day.
Wasn't that y'all race when everybody tried to pull up and got in line and pretty much blocked the staging lanes? And at the strike, you know, at the fuel shed, just got in line trying to get in line early.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Hey, you see how he said that big Jake race? They told him, y'all told the motherfuckers, crank them bitches up. If you're not in this class or whatever going up there, go your ass back around, go down the state lane, get back in the back. Or, like you said, I mean, hindsight is 2020, so y'all didn't know they was going to do that. If you have some motherfuckers out there that's already paid with them tow trucks, all right, watch this. You don't want to move it?
Yeah.
All right.
Huh?
We got one lane clear for the tow trucks. Lane 8 is clear, whatever, 7 or whatever the last one is. We got you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is being firm but fast.
Just follow the rules.
You know, you got to stick to your guns, but you be fair with shit. And I told you, this is what's got to happen. I mean, at the end result, it's going to work out for everybody.
But once again, James, that's the track job. That the track should be doing
that,
not you.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, it is track job. That is track. That's the track job.
If you know a program and it works, I mean, it's the same as like a machine. Okay, this is what works. We're going to do this, all right? If they don't do this, this is what we're going to do and get them out of the way. It might take us 20 minutes to clear them out of the way. Bam.
Well,
that's it. But once the first one,
you see how Riddell said
it,
Big Jake said everybody pay each other. That's another thing. I used to burn my ass up. Motherfuckers would come up there. Now they know they fucking the dude they racing is. They ride by him in the pit and they see the motherfucker back there. Instead of them stopping, paying up with it, they won't pull all the way up to the goddamn front of the fucking staging lane and then everybody pull behind. Now his man is way in the back. They used to burn my ass up so much. Now, you know good and well your man back there, you ain't stop and wait for him to come up there. Y'all come up together. You know, that used to hurt my nerves up, boy.
Motherfuckers, hey, that's when you tie them to their man.
No, you burn me up.
Y'all don't come up together, y'all disqualified.
Yeah, and then look, and instead of leaving spaces between each other, spacing each other out, you know, staggers where people could cut through to get up there, they don't do that. They all pull up, I'm like, what the fuck are you? I mean, are y'all that fucking stupid?
expensive.
I mean, come on, man.
One thing I did see is you can pull up and back in and leave that center lane open for the cars who called up to come.
Or stagger, leave a middle lane open, but they don't. They pull up on there and they bagging, you know. I'm like, God damn, leave some room. You know, make it easy for people to get in. You know, some people saw back there.
Say something. That man made that known at Chip Pool. Do not come up there if you and your pair is not ready.
Yeah.
But if your pair is
at the no pair race, they put us to the side.
Is that what I'm saying? They ain't pulling no goddamn side. That man said if your pair delays you because he's back there fucking off, we gonna run you. You and your pair got to come to the line and get in the staging lane. And the man was at the back of the gate. Like, I pulled at the gate. He said, okay, 410. You run in three. You run 7885. Where you at? And the guy was coming. He said, y'all go ahead. He didn't even let us in the staging lane, man, until we was at the back of the staging lane. 7-5, go. 3-7-8, go. He called the two pairs together, man. He didn't let them just go pile up in the fucking staging lane.
Well, that's good.
That way, when they got...
Well, that's kind of how, what you call it, do you? At Montgomery. Montgomery do that, but what they'll do is, they got a big long staging lane, but they'll do is, if your man ain't there, he say, you got to sit right here. Just sit right there. Wait till your man. Don't want no more. Just stay right there. Your pair be up in a little bit.
Know,
and he hold you right there.
You know
and once you get, you'll put it to the front.
They take their back call serious, too.
The man told you at Chip Draw, don't bring your ass up there without your man. You missing what I'm telling you.
But what I'm telling you, Montgomery ran like a fucking machine, too, and that's what they did. They held you at the back end, right at that back, and made you wait. They ain't let you pull up in the inside. I know I heard what you saying, but it's the same thing. He told you wait by that gate.
Don't make no sense if the man announced it to you at Chipson. Don't come up with
Riddell, what you not understanding, you could tell these motherfuckers that you giving away $1 million at 1 o'clock, and them motherfuckers come at 1:30 asking where the $1 million at. That's, you ain't never throwing no race. Fair race in your seat. You could tell them motherfuckers, I'm going to have a stripper here, and I'm going to give everybody $100 a tipper. Them motherfuckers going
to
come there late. And they going
to
complain.
Yeah, but that all ball back race. Is you running the race.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all you if the track did it, they're going to do the same shit because they just don't care. Some of these races just going to lollygag. We had one bracket guy come up there. When y'all going to run? I said, dude, we've been running. Oh, so you in the back can't claim you couldn't hit them, but you see cars going down the track. You didn't think we was running time trial? I mean,
you're missing the whole point, man.
I'm not missing the whole point. You missing my point. I get your point. I understand what you're saying. But what you, what I'm saying is, you can tell them all about sometimes some shit they ain't gonna do. They're gonna still do what the hell they want.
Well, guess
I know what you're saying. It works though. That works.
You're gonna do just what the fuck they did you at that racetrack. Carry your ass down that return road and carry your ass back to your pit. And what you going to do?
Yeah.
Man, that's plenty of bullshit, Jamie. That's the only way you can run a race.
I know.
You got to eliminate the bullshit. You got to eliminate the bullshit at Chip Draw. Listen at me, man. And I want all you drivers to understand. Come up with your pair. If you don't come to the back gate with your pair, stay behind until you come to this fucking gate with your pair. If you come without your pair and you're in the way, I'm going to send you down the return road to get behind the pack again. Do we all understand each other, drivers? Yeah, we understand each other. Okay, let's pull chips. That's the way they did it. And the man missed that. You had one motherfucker that tried to do something stupid. You know what he did? Went, hey, come on, just go on around that. Push him, keep pushing him around and go to that return road and go on around the back. Now you got to go all the fucking way around the racetrack, come all the way back up the way and fight all the bullshit.
True.
Man,
and then risk not getting up there on side your pair and get eliminated.
Yeah. Or you get up there late, because you done fucked
up. Well, disqualified.
In our fourth number three. But let me show you how they did it, Hot Rod. Left land pull. If I pull number three, you pull number six. We the third payout. You better have your ass in the fucking staging land to be the third payout. Because I'm not going to be late to be the third payout. And if you ain't sitting on the side of me and I'm the third payout, you fucking just may well stay in your trailer because he's going to send a single down that drag strip. Uh-huh. That's the way they ran it. If you pull, that's the number you pull, the low number was the payout. Blue chip was right lane, red chip was left lane. So whatever number you pull, that was your path. And if you wasn't there with your path, your ass wasn't going on. Your one of the cars was down, none of the cars were there. He wasn't looking for you. He was not looking for you unless both of y'all were sitting at the back of the line. And he let them two paths go last because y'all chose to go last. You know? But if you pull number three, he pull number 12, you was the third pal. You pull number four, he pull number 15, you was the fourth pal. And he ran this shit like that. And I don't blame him, man. That's how his race ran so damn smooth.
So who did it? He did it or the tree man?
What they had was the track actually ran the track. That's what I was glad to see. The track people they had a track man at the front of the staging land. They had a track man on the clock. Your people in the water box, and the like Jake's son was at the back of the lane whenever they called like small tire 28, and he had the small tire 28. Number one pair. Where y'all at? Number two pair, where y'all at? Number three pair, you put them in the lane, just like that. In lane 7 and 8, get in the lane. Now, that was the only car in the staging lane. Was 28? That wasn't another goddamn car in that staging lane.
Yeah.
Hey. And when he ran that class out, he called the next class out.
Well, that's saying, would Emma Hall show up to the racetrack with envelopes of money, with all the payouts written on it, he'd go up to the tower, give it to him, give him the flyer, and he'd go get to work on his two cars and go race.
That's right. That's right.
And that's the way it should be,
you know. And Jake,
so when he be doing the Montgomery race, Montgomery, they run the track? The track runs?
Oh,
the track.
Yeah, ain't all.
Yeah,
and Hall
do that. They collect money at the front. He got his people at the front collecting the money, and that's it.
He take over the whole gate, and like I said, he go give them envelopes with every class written on it.
Mm-hmm.
They already split out with what the payout is, and he give them a flyer. And I'm assuming they must talk during a week or whatever. And he go get in his race cars and race the rest of the day.
Goddamn right.
You
that's
know,
what he's supposed to do.
They call the pairs out. And there wasn't a person that was running that track or on the track at that fucking gate. No, nobody touched that man money coming through that gate but him and his people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he ain't out there arguing in the staging lanes. He ain't doing none of that shit with nobody.
No.
That's on
Big
the track.
Big Jake walking around gambling. He walking around gambling. Shit.
Well, you should be politicking,
he walking
to
around
be honest with you. You should be able to walk around politics, shake hands, thank everybody for coming, yada yada yada. You know, hope to see y'all next year, so on and so forth. Shouldn't be struggling, busting your ass, and still can't fucking get it.
And let me tell you,
he
came in that pit, and they had people that had, like I had my truck and trailer. You had a truck and trailer. You got six or seven cars. He told you straight. This is a pit area, not a fucking gathering. We got you. How many cars you need here? The rest of these motherfuckers need to get out the way. I got cars to park.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't let fucking pedestrian cars take up his fucking pit area. Get y'all's ass over there and park. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, he ain't desperate for money. XRP
so
got
keep
a
it open for the rest for the race.
So he keep it open for the race.
Kept the pit area
on the flip side,
he kept,
These motherfuckers got to charge in order to get the fucking rental paid. And then they run all the fucking spectators off.
Fucking four-wheelers, if you ain't had a driver's license, don't you have your ass on no four-wheelers, get off of it. And if I catch you on of it, we're going to have the police take it and put that sumbitch against the fence. But you not riding no four-wheelers or no pit bikes today.
That shit happened.
I tell you what, these people need to go and watch some good people put on some races and come
Riedel,
back.
Riedel, stop it. Stop it. They don't need to watch shit. They know how to run a fucking race. They prove it to you every bracket race. Riedel, stop it.
Yep.
Stop it, Riedel. Hey. They drink you some coffee, man. Stop it.
I'm going to be mad
they
as
ain't
hell.
They ain't got to watch shit.
I'll be mad as hell if I go to a coffee house in the morning and I got coffee grind come out of that coffee pot. Shit. Watch me at the pool. Y'all don't come get me fucking coffee grind out this fucking coffee pot over here. Shit. I don't drink but one kind, breakfast blend. I don't want that other shit over there. I want some breakfast, man. Somebody need to come dump this shit out of my coffee. I'm buying this coffee. Y'all ain't giving it to me. Shit, I'm trying to tell you. Do what you're supposed to do, man.
Yep.
That's all I
so he got to go watch some fucking races, man. Come on, bro. We ain't reinventing the wheel here, cuz.
Them motherfuckers thank their promoters and racers, man. Go watch somebody give a good race, and then you would never want to even be bothered with these clowns around here talking about giving a race. Because they're not going to do it the way you want it done. And until you start saying, man, if you ain't going to do it right, I ain't going to do it with you. It ain't going to never be no different.
Do anybody know does anyone know the program that they're using to process cars and stuff? So I can know that the program.
Man, I'll give you Big Jake's number. I'm telling you, he'd be more than willing to explain to you how to run a race. He'll cool cat.
That way,
Go pull up his flyer, and look on the bottom. His number is always on the bottom of his flyer. When you dial that number, you're gonna get him.
All right. Because if you relying on a motherfucker in that tower to do it, they can always say, well, it's the way we do it. No, you got somebody that's better with numbers and that's quick on the finger draw, they can do it faster.
That's what them motherfuckers got them headsets on. Right lane 425, left lane 426. High rod. If you look at what I'm telling you. When we did chip draw, they bought the chip draw slip to the tower. The third pair was Riedel Harris and Johnny Miller, number 410 and 778. Them motherfuckers ain't had to look through no binoculars or look through nothing. They had the spreadsheet already. When you did chip draw, you got the pairing.
Yeah.
You run according to the pairing.
All
right. That's simple. That's simple mathematics.
And it's listed on the paper already.
Well, you did it at chip draw. You did.
That's what I'm saying. They're writing it up.
You write it on the thing. Riedel running this one, Hot Rod running this one, but they don't put your name, they put the car number. 32 running 45, 3 running 5. The tower already know who's supposed to be the next two cars because the man back there put them in line like that. It's simple. It makes everything run smooth.
Gotcha.
She didn't have to even, all she had to do was look at that paper and say, oh, 410 and 37 underneath the tower. She ain't even have to look down at a seat because that's the way they came out the lanes. Unless you got disqualified and I come up there by myself. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, number 410 out here, where's 773? You got the wrong car up here. Well, Johnny sure ain't going to get up against me if he got to run 418 because he ain't going to get out his run order.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't trying to get disqualified out that $20,000, $50,000 race. And the man that's run the staging lane ain't going to let you out. Where your parents, man? Where you all met? Man, I don't know where yet. Oh, okay. And he ain't going to tell you get to the side. Oh, get your ass up there in the bleach box. He didn't make it up yet. You got a single. You know what I mean? So if I got it, it's just say I was late. Man, I'm going to walk up that fucking line and find out where it's 447. Man, hold on. I got to get up here with you. And you the motherfucker back that fucking line in your pitch. You better get up here because I ain't backing back up. You see what I'm saying? That motherfucker, he glad you was you fucking off back there. Because the man told you all that shit, draw. Be with your car.
Yeah.
Shit, man, motherfucker be glad you don't show up.
Shit, I got to buy.
I'm telling you, that's the only way to do it, to make shit run smooth.
Well, it ain't coincidence that people show up at certain places. That shit don't happen by accident. So.
No, then no shit gonna be ran right. Then no shit gonna be ran right. Then no shit gonna go over smooth. They know they gonna get their passes in. They know they gonna. At the end of the day, they gonna have a win and a loser. At the end of the day, the race gonna be completed. That's why everybody show up.
Folk
know
where
show up on the bullshit.
Folk know where they gonna show up and get pencil whipped or whatever you want to call that motherfucker too. So they know.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, man.
Oh yeah.
I can't believe y'all got me to talk. I said I wasn't gonna say shit. The more y'all drug me in the rabbit hole all the night.
Nah, man. You gotta say something for the people who trying to figure it out too. And it might be something that clicked with somebody else that make it the things that y'all had going issues with clear up. And he'd be like, well, shit, all right, that's out of the way. Yeah,
well,
if you've been through it, you got to let
the hood know where to go. If you a triple OG, you got to let the little OGs know. What did it for me, bro, 2 years straight, like I say, Baxter Boy whipped out a checkbook 1 year. Said he don't give a fuck what it costs. Keep the race going. I want to whoop Kyle Kelly fucking ass. Do not fucking close the gates. Send me the tab, whatever it's going to cost. I got 20 men here today with me, and I got my fucking checkbook. And Edmund Hall came up there and said it. He said, bro, when that man tell you something like that, you take it, because he ain't bullshit. And the motherfucker slammed the door in our face. Next fucking year, same scenario, fucking Kyle Megerson and fucking Kyle Kelly in the finals, and a fucking little bullshit all down happened, and the motherfucker did the same shit, slammed the fucking door in our face, and didn't let them two dudes run.
That's so far
and
right
that, that was some bullshit, bro. I mean, that really what done me in. I was like, I was already done, but after that, I was like really done. I'm like, you know what? This shit bigger than just money. Cause it never was no problem with us anyway. Cause we wasn't in it for the money. We tell them motherfucker whatever it costs, stay open. We'll pay it.
Yeah.
We'll pay it. We wasn't worried about. I mean, we were worried about the money, but we were more worried about giving the people the show. And we told them, do not shut it down. We'll pay if we go over, whatever. But it, like I say, man, when they get in their head, they want to shut that motherfucker down. They're going to shut that bitch down no matter who you are, what you are.
Man, they got to be dead, sweetie.
And it ain't a fucking thing you're going to be able to do about it because you don't control enough of the variables when you agree to do that kind of shit.
Well, I don't know what that woman was on at Jake race, but I ain't never heard her voice change all night on that motherfucker, and she was on that all fucking day, so she must have been drinking some coffee and pissing, boy.
What's that? The announcer or something?
That same woman stayed on that motherfucker from 2 o'clock that evening till that bitch closed at 8 that night. The same woman, that blonde-headed woman, she stayed on that fucking mic in that towel all fucking day long.
She made an obligation. I mean, that's what you're supposed
to do. The man on that staging lane, that bitch stood up there all day long. They ain't had no roving motherfuckers. They stayed there all. The guy on that tree, he's a little Spanish guy. Stayed there all fucking night long working his ass off. Shit, that motherfucker worked for it. They get it in. And that's what I say. They dedicated to make you succeed.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? That's why wouldn't you? I mean, I thought that was the whole thing behind a business model. I mean, that's the only way you can survive, man. Fuck, there's days I stay out after dark trying to make shit happen. You got to do what you got to do. But
yeah,
it is what it is, man. It is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, like I say, hot, this shit cut deep. This shit cut real fucking deep, you know?
Yeah.
I can go on and on, bro. 1,700 motherfuckers snuck in. These motherfucking just different kind of people cutting in the fucking fence and sneaking in. I done heard it all, cuz. You know, man. This is a different fucking crowd.
How many snuck in on Twitter?
First of all, how you know 1,700 motherfuckers snuck in? You know, you just pulled that out your fucking ass. You know what I'm saying? How you know that, man?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. They cut through the fence. All right, so you see these motherfuckers cutting through the fence, and you ain't trying to stop them, or you ain't told nobody nothing? Come on, man. Like I say, I've been trying to be quiet.
So how many corners they cut on this motherfucker? Four?
You
got to watch the gun line. See, you got to have a gun line around this motherfucker. Fuck.
Man, Tweety, I know you answered them 1,700 people, bro.
What?
Hey, man.
Go ahead.
I know you ain't saying fucking 1,700 people.
That was said on the fucking show. This show recorded. Go back a couple years ago.
Damn.
Hey,
y'all
Rock.
Ain't listening?
Go ask Discovery Channel. Go ask Discovery Channel how many tickets were sold through the back gate when they came down.
Come on, man.
Man, old man.
They was selling tickets out the smart car. Shit, I thought I could
take
my little smart car.
Shit. Yeah. Motherfucker put a street highway robbery on y'all fucking ass, man.
Ain't nothing you can do about it because you can't rent the whole thing. You can't shut them down. So it's either quit or fall in line.
Hey, I put some hungry motherfuckers on every corner and tell them, you catch me a motherfucker, you bring the ticket in like an alligator. You catch a motherfucker, it's $100. He have gunshot firing on that fucking line all night long.
Boy, that's Tweety, so y'all can't handle the ticket booth.
You can't fully take over the gate. You can't do it. They won't do it.
Oh, them motherfuckers trying to make sure they got monopoly on that money, boy.
Nah, like I say, you go to them successful races, them people take over the gate. When they rent that motherfucker, they rent it.
Hey, in Hattiesburg used to let you do that. Hattiesburg used to let you get the gate. Man, I done watched them boys come out of there with garbage bags, loading them motherfuckers in RVs.
I said, man, look at this shit.
Hey,
God damn.
Hey, tweet it. I don't know how true it is, but they tell me a woman left that with a bucket of money.
Boy, this motherfucker here, boy.
I ain't accusing nobody of nothing. I'm only speaking on what I heard. Come out of
somebody's mouth.
That's
what I'm saying, too. I just heard. I ain't seen it for myself. They tell me left that with a bucket of money.
Man, when they used to let them boys get that fucking track down there in Hattiesburg, and them boys used to, all them old schools used to bring like Lil Wayne and Juvenile.
Man.
$200,000 at the gate, man.
I remember 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, the line was still on the interstate trying to get in Hattiesburg, man.
And everybody made money. The people that lived on the service road was paying, letting people pay them to park in the yard. Everybody made money.
Park in the yard. Everybody
that's,
made money.
That's the way it's supposed to be, right? That's the way everybody gets their
money. All right, you goddamn right. Everybody made money. And it was, you remember when the state trooper come there and said, if y'all don't get these fucking people from off the side of this motherfucking interstate out there, I'm going to shut this whole motherfucker out.
And guess what?
That's
guess
how
what? They calling and rented. They calling and rented the back part of the track so they could get the people off the road quicker. They started pulling back there. Cause
right.
Stone, hey, Riddell, Stone was parked back there with the 18-wheeler.
You remember that shit? Man, them people was parked. Stiffer. Them motherfucker was down that interstate on the side of the road all the way down damn near to the next exit.
That's no matter.
From
right
the inner, from the gate of the racetrack.
The state trooper came in there and said he needed to know what was going on. What the fuck was going on?
Fucking race.
It's 2 miles from, it's at least 2 miles from the interstate to that front gate.
Yeah. And that was all.
It's at
what
least
that,
2 miles.
And the people weren't paying no man. They made money.
Man,
the whole neighborhood made money.
Full of cars.
People in the yard, they were selling food out of their house. Chicken.
Not a minute
left. Well, she shut off. Crazy, man. Just, hey, it is what it is.
Yep.
Yeah. It is what
something
it is.
Happen. Something going to happen. Something going to happen, man. We're going to figure something out.
Well, listen, we got to keep a little positive attitude sometimes, so it'd be.
Yeah. Let's do the deal. Everybody on October 1st, Mississippi, get your ass ready.
Yeah. Let's see if they send us down through there October 1st pretty quick. See what happens.
All right, fella.
All right. Like 22nd. We'll see y'all next week.
All